Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The FBI has been searching the home of David Petraeus' mistress as the scandal involving the now ex-CIA director grows. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, the Petraeus affair unraveled when that Tampa woman, Jill Kelly, complained about threatening emails from Paula Broadwell, Petraeus' biographer and mistress. Now Kelly is at the center of a probe involving the Allied commander in Afghanistan, Marine Corps General John Allen.
While this matter is under investigation, and before the facts are determined, General Allen will remain commander of ISAF.
That's Defense Department spokesman George Little. Now, the key to the Allen investigation, the allegation that he and Kelly exchanged tens of thousands of emails, Dave.
Rich, Congress returns today wanting answers on all of that and dealing with the so-called fiscal cliff, a combo of tax hikes and spending cuts set to take effect January 1st that some economists warn could put the U.S. back into recession. A U.S. soldier accused of massacring civilians in Afghanistan goes back to military court in Washington State today. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Closing arguments will be made today in the preliminary hearing for Robert Bales. The investigating officer will then decide whether to recommend court-martial. The ultimate decision rests in the hands of Robert Bales' commanding officer. Bales, a father of two from Washington State, could face the death penalty. Prosecutors say Bales sneaked off his remote combat outpost in Kandahar province to kill the 16 civilians, including 9 children. Dave?
Okay. Courtney, a murder-suicide in Toledo, Ohio. Police sledgehammered a car garage door open to find 3 children, their uncle and their grandmother, and 2 dogs and a cat dead in a car with hoses attached to a running truck.
It's a quiet, neighborhood, and everyone keeps to their own business, and it was just a shock.
She is a neighbor. Police believe this was all related to a custody dispute. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jason finally had had enough. His office mate and frequent work partner would have to be confronted. "Your delays make us miss deadline after deadline," Jason said, "and I'm sorry to have to tell you." The co-worker pushed back from his keyboard and took a deep breath. "Jason," he said, "I'm late because you rush through assignments. Your reports are so riddled with errors, I have to do your work and mine. I've been reluctant to tell you." This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge. Jesus talked about the splinter in others' eyes and the log in our own. If you feel the need to point out flaws on the job, the wise place to start is with yourself in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at FitU, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee, best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Join us Tuesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library Center for a free issues forum about food security, 21st century agricultural systems, and genomics. Dr. Molly John, a genetics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has worked extensively in developing countries to link crop breeding with improved human nutrition and welfare. A free reception will follow the event. That's Tuesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library Center. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A drive-by shooting in North Bryan late yesterday afternoon resulted in two injuries. Bryan police report 19-year-old Johnny Childs III was transported for medical treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. 23-year-old Therhius Warren did not seek medical treatment for minor injuries. The only information given by police was that shots were fired from a white two-door pickup just after 5 p.m. Monday in the 1200 block of Boulevard off 17th north of Highway 21. Men smoking marijuana in a College Station parking lot Saturday night led police to make an arrest for selling drugs. Two officers found six men standing around a full-size SUV at the Woodstone Shopping Center at Harvey and Dartmouth. In addition to collecting Xanax and hydrocodone, police seized more than $4,000 from 31-year-old Billy Carey of Dallas, who was arrested for delivery of a controlled substance. College Station police say a man was driving under the influence at more than twice the legal limit when a patrolman was nearly hit. This was Saturday night on the southbound freeway service road south of Rock Prairie Road. Officer Rhonda Seaton says 24-year-old Drake Groves of College Station was arrested on a variety of traffic charges once he was found 3 miles later on Arrington Road south of Fitch.
He did find the defendant as he was riding a bicycle, rode into a ditch, and fell off of the bicycle trying to hide himself from the second officer.
The first officer was investigating a minor crash and tried to get Groves to pull over after approaching the patrol vehicle at a high rate of speed. Instead, Groves went around, accelerated, and then sideswiped another car exiting off the freeway. That driver was able to follow Groves until he stopped with three flat tires on Arrington. The arrest report indicated the higher of two breath samples given by Groves measured .210. It's been 2 years since a pair of armed bank robberies took place in Bryan. A plea agreement was made in Brazos County District Court, sending a Bryan man to prison for 25 years. 43-year-old Christopher Clayton was convicted of the holdup of the Prosperity Branch on North Texas, and 6 days later, the Citibank on South Texas. One fingerprint left on a note Clayton left behind matched prints from an arrest in California. The A&M system is touting a new process for major construction projects, something that was questioned at the last Board of Regents meeting.
Chancellor John Sharp says the first project awarded under competitive sealed bids saved $12 million at the Central Texas campus in Killeen. Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin asked system staff why this hasn't been done before.
If we're going to save 25% on all these projects, which we might not save exactly 25%, but why haven't we been doing this?
There are certain types of projects that aren't necessarily a good fit. I don't know.
Why Why would that be?
Well, for instance, projects that are very technical in nature.
Regent Phil Adams of Bryan says to look for more qualified contractors.
I encourage you to do it on even the highly technical ones. You know, there are contractors out there that have big-time expertise in electrical and computer engineering and all that stuff.
The regents were told sealed competitive bids, now the system's default method of awarding construction projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After all that veterans have done for our country, Brazos Valley Workforce Development wants to give back to them through a job fair. Michael Root says more than 30 local employers will be available to visit with veterans.
Well, we want to welcome the veterans back to our communities, and we also, A&M will be out there both with T's and T's to talk with the veterans if they need a little additional training, and then also we have several employers that have jobs currently available for them.
Root says the fair will be Thursday from 10 until 2 at the New Armory in North Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
People of Earth!
What are you doing?
Addressing the people of Earth?
Not in that voice, you're not.
I need to tell them Exceed High-Speed Internet now gives them 5 hours of free uploads and downloads after midnight.
Use your Earthling voice. You don't want to start a panic.
Exceed High-Speed Internet for all mankind.
Happy now, Space Weenie.
I am. Call 1-888-915-9515 or visit exede.com. Not available in all areas.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cloudiness is moving up out of Mexico this morning, and it looks to cross the area as we head through today. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures today about 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower overnight, lows near 40. Clearing skies are in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will be somewhere between 65 and 70. For tomorrow night, clear, lows around 40. It's mostly sunny throughout today, Thursday. Highs Thursday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Now, when you beat the number one team in the country, you get accolades. Lots and lots of accolades.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll share those with you coming up at about 7:50. Also, we've got A&M Hoops. They played last night at Reed Arena. The NBA and Jeff Gordon, after his little dust-up, it's going to cost him quite a bit of money. We'll share that with you coming up, too.
Oh, he's got insurance for that, doesn't he? Doesn't he have, like, misbehaving insurance or something like that?
Well, he's on probation, too.
Oh, is he?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right.
They don't cotton, apparently, to you crashing people and starting fights.
Well.
And I believe the word in the thing said cotton, too.
Cotton, too. Well, again, it's what a lot of the fans do, so I don't, you know.
He's just going to have to hang in there like a hair on a biscuit.
I don't know where you're eating, but I'll leave you to it. Well, you know, it's been almost 3 days since we've had a story from our favorite state. But
Florida!
Yeah, it ends now. A Florida man faces multiple charges after a highway patrol officer from the Sunshine State noted that he was not wearing a seatbelt. According to the arrest report, the trooper could see the seatbelt dangling there in the retracted position. And the driver stared at the trooper and began to laugh uncontrollably, pointing at him. Now, why would you do that? When the trooper attempted to pull him over, the man continued to drive, throwing a bag of food out his window at the patrol car.
Like you do?
Yeah, sure, of course.
It might have had hair on.
Yeah, it might have been hair on the biscuit. He didn't want that. As a result of the continued pursuit, the driver then started waving a knife out his window. Then he threw it at the patrol car. Now, all it says after that is he was eventually stopped and arrested. I really want to hear that conversation.
Yeah, what kind of drugs was he on?
Yeah, I mean, don't they record those? Isn't that pretty much a standard deal for state police now to do that?
Yes.
I want to hear the dash cam on that one because, you know.
I'm laughing and pointing while I'm not. Don't have my seatbelt on. Then I'm going to throw food at you. Then I'm going to throw a knife at you. I mean, he's got something to say.
We got a lot of info.
Mason, my guess is you can't talk that well with a mouthful of hood.
Could be. And there may be a mugshot involved. We'll see what we can do about that. How do you throw the knife at the car, and what would you think would happen? What is a best-case scenario there?
It could go in the block.
Yeah, that's it.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly. From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or on the web at texasregionaleye.com.
Hey, it's 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We've got birthdays.
Yes, we do. Yeah. You usually go first.
Indian Pudding Day.
What is Indian pudding?
I'm scared to ask. Kat probably knows.
Well.
I knew it!
I don't completely know, but I will tell you it's one of the featured recipes in today's Farmer's Almanac.
Is it now?
It is.
It's the Indian Pudding Day,
I imagine. It's just like pudding.
Well, actually, no. If there were only a way that we could actually look that up.
Oh.
We can give you not only a recipe, but a history. Indian pudding.
Good grief.
Not pretty. But a few New England desserts can rival its claim to fame as the most comprehensive of the regional sweet dishes. It evolved out of an initial British culinary tradition, which was then enhanced by the Native American influence.
Ah.
All right, what does that mean? All right, let's see.
Okay, here's the recipe.
Let's hear it.
It's this is from 1863.
Okay.
It's got 4 cups of milk, 1/2 cup of yellow or white cornmeal, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 1/2 cup of molasses,
uh-huh.
1 teaspoon of salt, 4 tablespoons or 1/2 stick of butter, 1 teaspoon of ginger, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon.
So
it doesn't sound too shady.
No. If you got molasses and butter in there, it canned sugar, it can't be that bad.
And you serve it with vanilla ice cream.
Well, they have a glom of Cool Whip on it, you know, or Ready Whip
or
whatever.
There's really nothing. There's nothing bad about that.
No. But anyway, we don't eat it around here, but that's it. That's all we got for today.
I could purely subsist on Cool Whip.
Yeah.
All right.
Eat up
really.
Birthdays.
Out of the can and Ready Whip is more fun.
Absolutely.
Because you can drive down the road and eat it. Yeah.
Who does that?
I don't know. But it makes a picture, doesn't it?
Hey, birthdays.
Yeah.
Ron Artest.
Okay.
A.K.A. Meta World Peace is 33 today. Noah Hathaway was in Battlestar Galactic, 4-1. Gerard Butler, 43. He was King Leonidas in the 300. And Phantom of the Opera. He's done a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
He was the psycho in this television version of Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
Steve Zahn is 45 today.
Yeah.
Who's been in everything? Sahara, Reality Bites,
uh-huh.
Chicken Little, Saving Silverman, Joy. I mean, this guy's done everything.
Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel, 45.
Oh, uh-huh.
Neil Flynn from Scrubs, he's the janitor guy, he's 52.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, 57.
Real name, Karen Johnson.
Really?
I did not know that.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
I always wondered if she was Jewish, and now I know she's not.
Probably not, yeah, probably not.
Chris North is 58, he was big in Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And he's on another one now, and I can't remember.
He's on another Good Wife right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tracy Scoggins, 59, mm-hmm. from Dynasty. Frances Conroy, the mom in 6 Feet Under, which was a great show,
uh-huh.
59, and one of the most prolific guys in Hollywood, and the father of one of the more prolific ladies in Hollywood, Gary Marshall, 78 today.
Oh, yeah. He's done pretty well.
Dick Van Dyke, The Lucy Show, The Odd Couple, Mork and Mindy, Happy Days, Pretty Woman, Princess Diaries, Exit to Eden. I can keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, one of my favorite actors, Joe Montague, is 65
oh,
today.
Oh, cool.
And Vinny Testaverde, you remember him?
Yes.
Quarterback. He'd be 49. So there you are at 6:19.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama and Axelrod can claim the mandate all they want for Obama, but the mandate is also for the Congress because they held on to their seats in Congress, and it's basically the exact same situation that we had before the election. None of these Republicans, none of them ran on this grand bargain
Bob Woodward describes a deal that made me very uncomfortable that Boehner was making during his Nicorette summit with the president. Now, if Republicans are going to cave on this issue, that's not why they were elected. None of them ran on this issue. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to go over well with conservatives in this country. It's not at all, because it's not in the best, it's not in the best interest of the country to do this.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And you wish there was an easier way to copy photos from your iPad to your laptop? Now you can with Stash from my good friends at Mosey. Now drop any of your files into your Stash folder, and they're automatically copied and kept up to date across your tablets, your smartphones, and your computers. No more emailing files to yourself or lugging the laptop between home and work. Now, Mosey Stash, it works on Windows, it works on Mac, it works on Android. Just go to Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Go today, and you can try Stash for free.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The biggest sale in the history of Hogan's Trucks is happening in November. Hi, this is David, and this is not a sales gimmick. You'll never be able to purchase a zero-turn rider mower from me at a lower price than you can during our November sale. We're celebrating our 28 years in the Brazos Valley with prices so low you'll need to call me for the details. 778-7481. That's 778-7481. Don't let this opportunity pass. Come see us for this great sales event at Hogan's Trucks on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
New products for video game fans. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. This is prime time for the video game industry. Nintendo is set to launch its new home console, the Wii U, this weekend. Activision Blizzard releases its war simulation game, Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Microsoft got a jump on the season, releasing its science fiction game, Halo 4, a week ago. The software giant says worldwide sales topped $220 million the first day. United Parcel Service is cutting off donations to the Boy Scouts of America because the organization discriminates against gays. The UPS Foundation made the change in response to an online petition protesting the company's annual grants. Economic researchers at the Conference Board say the global economy will likely continue to slow next year. The organization's chief economist says the United States offers the best chance for avoiding a further global slowdown. He says a faster-than-expected recovery in the U.S. is possible. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Well, it is that time of year. It's holiday time, time to deck the halls and all that kind of fun stuff. And this year, instead of you struggling up the ladders with the extension cords and the strings of lights, it's summer out and all that kind of stuff. Why don't you let somebody else worry about getting your lights up and get them looking just right? ABC Home and Commercial Services. Because for years, ABC has been installing the greatest holiday lights around town. They're customized to the design that you like. They install the lights where you want them, and then they return after the holidays, and they take them down, they put them in boxes, and they store them in your attic. More importantly, your lights will look better than your neighbors, right? Best part, right? Anyway, this can all be done, and it's one predetermined price. Next year, they install the lights again, and It costs way less than the second year because you already own the lights. Plus, they're good guys to let in your house. You know, background checks and all that kind of stuff is done way ahead of time so that you can be sure anybody wearing the ABC uniform is top-notch. So, Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, give him a call and let ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of that situation for you, too, in addition to everything else they do for you. Call them at 361-0500. The website is abchomeandcommercial.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information, maybe samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be alert, early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. Kind of chilly out there this morning. Got a wind chill, in fact, of about 34 degrees. Mostly sunny skies today, and the winds are going to be out of the east, and they're going to lay back down to about 5 or 10. It's a little bit breezy last couple of days. 36 again for a low temperature tonight, and then we'll probably be in the mid to upper 60s all week long and lows each night. Between 35 and 40. So pretty pleasant stuff. And then, gosh, Saturday, nearly ideal. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 71. Only downside is no mention of rain. Again, right now we've got winds from the northeast at about 8 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 62%, and it's 38 degrees.
At work or home, when you trust other people and they trust you, great things can happen. But without trust, look out. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Whether it's business or personal relationships, trust is huge.
I define trust as a confident belief in. So if I confidently believe in you, costs go down, skepticism goes down, everything changes.
David Horsager, author of the book, The Trust Edge.
So whether you're a mom at home and running your family, or you're running a Fortune 100 company, when trust goes up, output, morale, retention, productivity, innovation, loyalty all go up. Cost, problems, skepticism, attrition, time, and stress all go down.
So, are you trustworthy, or do you often renege on your commitments?
Only make ones you'll absolutely keep. Don't tell your kids you'll be there if you won't be there, absolutely. Then we can talk also from there about rebuilding trust, because we've all made a mistake, and we've all had to rebuild trust. But really, the only way to rebuild trust, in fact, is not apologizing. The way to rebuild trust, yes, it might start with a sincere apology, but it's making and keeping commitments. That's the only way to really rebuild it.
While some people may think of trust as somewhat idealistic and not real world,
if you think that, think about Tiger Woods. One breach of trust, and he lost millions in weeks, hundreds of millions by now. Your credit score is really a trust score. The more you're trusted by the lender, the less you pay. But think even in terms of a friend or your spouse, the worry and the stress that happens when you don't have trust.
Tomorrow, more ways trust is critical. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The parking lot of a College Station shopping center was the setting of a weekend drug bust. 31-year-old Billy Carey of Dallas was arrested for selling hydrocodone and Xanax out of his SUV parked in the Woodstone Shopping Center at Harvey and Dartmouth. Police say they also seized more than $4,000 from Carey, who was with five other men when officers appeared Saturday night. Gunfire in a North Bryan neighborhood yesterday afternoon just after 5 resulted in no serious injuries. Police say shots came out of a white two-door pickup driving in the 1200 block of Boulevard north of Highway 21 off 17th Street. 19-year-old Johnny Childs was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and 23-year-old Therhias Warren did not seek medical treatment. The Texas A&M system has announced a change in the process of awarding bids on major construction projects.
Action at this month's Board of Regents meeting included hiring some firms based on competitive sealed bids and others based on qualifications. Addressing the latter, Regent Phil Adams of Bryan called for more recruitment of contractors who can meet tougher requirements.
Get some people like that to the table and make them bid against each other, and I bet you get good results, even on the highly technical projects.
Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin was glad to hear the system will first pursue competitive sealed bids.
As tight as the budgets are statewide and worldwide, and also the lack of PUF funds that we have available right now, I commend you for that comment, because if we're going to try to grow all this future development that all the presidents want in the system, we've got to come out with a better way to do this.
Chancellor John Sharp says the system saved $12 million on a project at the system campus in Killeen with sealed bids. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station patrolman at the scene of a minor crash Saturday just before midnight wound up with much more on his hands. Officer Rhonda Seaton says a car on the southbound freeway service road near Rock Prairie came up from behind at a high rate of speed and then slowed down and went around him.
He started waving his arms, wanted to get the driver's attention so he could talk to him about the rate of speed and the manner in which he was driving. He said, but instead of stopping to talk to him, the driver sped up and left.
The officer says he lost sight of the car after it accelerated and failed to stop at Barron Road. Minutes later, another motorist reported being sideswiped, but he was able to follow the car until it stopped with three flat tires on Arrington Road south of Fitch. A second patrolman found the driver on a bicycle riding into a ditch. 24-year-old Drake Groves of College Station was arrested on traffic charges and DWI after a breath test measured more than 2.5 times the legal limit. A Bryan man in jail for 2 years since his arrest for two armed bank robberies in a 6-day period is headed to prison. 43-year-old Christopher Clayton pleaded guilty to holding up the Citibank near downtown Bryan, and before that, the Prosperity Bank branch on North Texas. Clayton, who was sentenced to 25 years, was arrested after detectives contacted family and friends following a fingerprint match. Veterans can explore local employment opportunities at a job fair Thursday from 10 until 2 at the new Armory in North Bryan. Michael Root with Brazos Valley Workforce Development says part of what makes veterans good employees is that they've been trained to be on their toes.
We just want to reunite the returning military with employers in the community that are currently hiring, and go ahead and try to reintegrate those folks into our area as soon as possible. I think that all employers realize the importance of hiring veterans.
Root says more than 30 employers at the fair represent positions in production, restaurants, city and county governments, and retail. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 37 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Tonight on NBC, The Voice is live. It's down to the top 12. 12 of the best singers in the country.
Unbelievable.
Plus, don't miss live performances by CeeLo and Christina. See why this season of The Voice is the best, hands down. Then, the Tuesday comedies return with all new episodes of Go On and The New Normal. The Voice Live. All new Go On and The New Normal. Plus a new Parenthood.
It all begins at 7, followed by KX HD News at 10. Thousands of pounds of food are donated by grocery stores every year. But where?
It does make you feel like you've done something over and above the food business.
The more that the stores can give us, the more that we can distribute to our clients.
Partnering together to produce less waste and meals for those in need.
A lot of families in the Brazos Valley don't know where their next meal comes from, so we're glad to be a part to help out with that.
KXHD News' Jenny Walsh shares with us those that give food to others. Wednesday at 6 and 10, only on KXHD News.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds pushing up out of northern Mexico and southern Texas will roll across the area for today. We'll end up turning mostly cloudy. Highs today anywhere from 60 to 65. Tonight partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower through the overnight. Lows near 40. Tomorrow we're going to see sunshine develop during the day. High temperatures will be 65 to 70. Clear 40 tomorrow night. It's mostly sunny Thursday. High 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've just had it.
Oh, and he just having it. He just got it to the tune of about $100,000. That's Jeff Gordon. We'll share with you.
Yeah, good for him.
Five for just this week for A&M football. Five new accolades, and a couple of them are actually kind of cool. Huh. Share that with you. NBA action as well, and Aggie basketball hit the hardwood at Reed Arena last night.
Okay, well, that's it. Now I was listening to Fox News driving in because you know it's what I do. It means it's time to be here.
Yeah.
And I think they've got another. This whole Petraeus thing is really getting very, very unusual. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So now we've got a situation where, and this story again just broke on Fox this morning. The Pentagon says the top American commander in Afghanistan, John Allen, is under investigation for alleged inappropriate email communications.
Oh, Lord, I haven't heard this.
And a senior defense official says there is a distinct possibility the matter is connected with the FBI investigation that led to the resignation of David Petraeus.
In what way, do we know?
Well, again, this story is 8 minutes old. Okay, so we are fresh on it, and I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see. Fox News confirmed Sunday that the investigation that led to Petraeus' resignation started when what's her name? Somebody Kelly, Jill Kelly, alerted the FBI about harassing emails which appeared to be attempt to blackmail Petraeus. Sources said widely reported that Miss Broadwell was behind the emails, but early indications suggest that might not have come from her.
Really?
Yes. So now we're going back in. Let me see if I can find, because again, I'm just reading this off the website.
What a mess. It's like a movie.
Well, it is. You know, it's almost like it's not real, you know, and that's good.
You said it yesterday. This reeks of diapers and a road trip from Houston to Florida.
Yeah, it does. The defense official confirmed the investigation was due to the allegations of inappropriate emails between, are you ready? General Allen and Jill Kelly.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so here we go. We got another little whirlwind going over here.
Interestinger now, and interestinger.
Jill Kelly went to the FBI and said, I got this harassing email from this lady who's apparently having an affair, Paula Broadwell, with General Petraeus. Well, now we find out that Jill Kelly, and if I recall correctly from hearing the Fox News, they said tens of thousands of emails between General Allen and Jill Kelly.
Oh, my.
The question is, who do you trust? Like, who's lying and who's, you know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of balls in the air right now,
yeah,
aren't there?
There are.
Man.
Oh, my.
And what is retaliatory? You know, what is actually legitimate?
Yep. So there you go. Jill Kelly out there in a couple of fronts. And she had been described as a close friend of the Petraeus family. And she had gone to report Paula Broadwell to the FBI because she was concerned about security of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a bunch of garbage right there, okay? I mean, that is all there is to it. Oh, what, terrorists would find out and they would blackmail Petraeus? The White House knew! I mean, what?
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
It sounded like that was one of the most
open secrets there was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but now, and again, we'll watch that story this morning, and I'm telling you, this story happened about 15 minutes ago. Fox touching on it, but they've got a more expanded story. So Miss Kelly may be more to her than we thought. Let's see. Rats leaving the ship. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. The Washington Post reports there'd be a major shuffle in President Obama's second term. Now they are apparently considering John Kerry for defense secretary.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, do you think Robert Gates is going?
Go ahead. My thought is, or what my mom ends up saying, because it just sounds like our whole country is just trying to implode. But there's a whole bunch of people with a lot of money. Don't they, out of their own selfish ambition, have kind of a reason to try to fix things and make it stop being just messed up?
I don't know. I want to take it farther than that, really. How about our legislators? How about our members of the House of Representatives in the United States Senate? I mean,
surely no one is trying to make our country just totally fail.
And it would seem like at some point the members of Congress would go, whoa, wait a minute, $250,000 in debt per person? That's not a good thing.
No.
I mean, don't they want to stop that? I mean, you can talk about Obama all you want, but I believe the legislative branch has some responsibility here, too. And as you say, the executive branch.
Once the electorate can vote themselves a pay raise. What was it, Jefferson that said that?
Right, yeah.
Once we realize we can vote ourselves money, that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, and that is what they do. So anyway, it's supposed to be John Kerry now who's going to be defense secretary. And the replacement for Hillary Clinton will be Susan Rice. Remember her? She's the one who came on the Sunday morning shows and lied. Remember her?
Oh.
Yeah. She'll be the new Secretary of State. I mean, again.
Well, apparently nobody cares when people lie. There have been a whole lot of people that have lied, and it's gone public, and nobody cares. And they're still in power.
William Jefferson Clinton.
Yeah. You consider, if you will, the people who have held this office in the past, Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State. And I believe that Susan Rice is pretty much a lightweight by comparison. And John Kerry is just, well, yeah. He's got great hair.
Captain Swiftboat?
Yeah, got great hair. Oh, you know, we do need to bring up one more time Jill Kelly, because now this might make some sense. Now this might make some sense. I was reading this morning how Jill Kelly, who is an unpaid social liaison at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, okay? And again, all we knew before this Fox story broke is that she was a friend of the Petraeus family. But apparently yesterday, she hired Abe Lowell, who's a super attorney in Washington.
Yeah, he's like a fixer.
Yep, and a lady named Judy Smith, who is a crisis manager. Now, this is basically, to give you an idea, Smith's past clients have included Kobe Bryant and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
And Hal has represented Bill Clinton and John Edwards. So she lawyered up with those with him and the crisis manager yesterday, apparently knowing that Fox was going to come out with this story this morning that linked her to General John Allen, who is, again, the top American commander in Afghanistan.
Where's Woodward and Bernstein?
I know. Really?
This is getting...
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah, it really kind of is. And so that may be why Jill Kelly decided to take care of that little action and go from there. All right, let's see if there's anything else. My gosh, is there anything that can make you feel good? Probably not.
Chocolate is healthy for you.
Chocolate is healthy for you.
It's got lots of antioxidants.
Yeah.
Especially dark chocolate.
Yeah, I do have a story later on this morning about what some U.S. Americans are going to do because of all this foolishness that we're discussing.
Move to someplace else.
Or
secede.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good choice.
You hit it. You hit it on the head. There are states that are looking to secede. We'll give the list of them.
Oh, my.
A little bit later on. Jenna McGregor of the Washington Post thinks that there's still a big story here. And, you know, what's interesting is four people, including a U.S. ambassador, are killed. Okay? They're killed in Libya, and it takes the sex scandal to get people to start talking.
Well, I showed you that political cartoon
with
the lady that camped outside of Bush's estate outside of Waco.
Right.
And she got all kinds of press.
Sure.
The father of one of those guys says one thing and is completely ignored.
Yes. So what we've got to do is we've got to have the razzle-dazzle to it. And now that we've got that, then it's okay. People can start paying attention when, in fact, they should have before. But anyhow, I'm sure Fox will have more in about 15 minutes on that story about Miss Kelly.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 17th, it's all you wanted to know about spray rigs and more. When it comes to sprayers, this class covers it all. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
From time to time, I try to bring light and clarity to the minds of Texas gardeners. Admittedly, that's clarity from my own personal point of view. I meet the public for much of my work week, and I hear all kinds of hunches and hypotheses. And sadly, many of them seem to me to be destined to send their gardeners off track to a frustrating conclusion. I have a few that I've had thrown at me recently. I'll be back with myths and mistakes of Texas gardening right after this message. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So if we're going to talk about myths and mistakes of Texas gardening, here's one I hear pretty often. A killing frost occurs at 32 degrees. Actually, that would be a killing freeze. They're very different. A killing frost happens when ice crystals form on cold surfaces within a few feet of the ground. That can happen at 35 or 36 or 37 degrees. The place you've probably noticed it most commonly will be on your windshield. Frost will form when the dew crystals freeze on those surfaces, even though the measured air temperature at 4 feet may be several degrees warmer. Tender foliage of tomatoes, periwinkles, Bermuda grass, coleus, basil, scores of other plants will turn brown with a killing frost, even above freezing. It's important to remember that frost will only form on still, clear nights. If it's windy or cloudy, you won't see frost. Remember, too, that covering the plants to help hold the radiant heat of the soil around them will be all that is needed. Lightweight frost cloths provide the extra 6 or 8 degrees of difference. One quick alert regarding your summer tropical plants, bougainvillea, hibiscus, and others. Don't set those near cool windows, and don't leave them out too late in the fall. It's already too late in most of Texas. They will have chill injury in the 40-degree range. Clay soils are bad. That's a myth. Actually, clay soils are a lot like other things. They're not inherently bad. They just need to be in moderation. The ideal soil contains one-third clay, one-third silt, and one-third sand. That soil would be called a loam, and it's every gardener's goal, or it should be. If you have a native soil that's a bit heavy on the clay side, as most of us do in big parts of Texas, amend that soil with several inches of organic matter. That might be peat moss or compost, rotted manure, shredded pine bark mulch, ideally a little bit of each, and then add in 1 inch of expanded shale and rototill down 12 inches. You'll have a great soil. People think that Texas has a long growing season, and that one is easily debunked by saying, you know, think about it this way. We have two short growing seasons, spring and fall, separated by pretty challenging seasons, winter and especially the summer in Texas. Think about that as you plant your plants. Native plants are best. I hear that all the time. Adapted is what you're looking for. It doesn't matter where it's from. It's only native where you find it growing. It may not be adapted 10 miles away. Easier landscaping in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports on WTAW. It's 6:52. Now, when you beat the number one team in the country, you get stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. A&M's 29-24 road victory over top-ranked Alabama made the Aggies the Tostita Fiesta Bowl National Team of the Week as selected by the Football Writers Association of America. Johnny Manziel received Offensive Player of the Week and Freshman of the Week honors from the SEC. He was also named one of 8 Stars of the Week by the Manning Awards on Monday and is in the running to win the Awards Player of the Week honor, which is determined by fan votes later this week. The college football fans can vote on the All-State Sugar Bowl Facebook page, which I have posted a link to at WTAW.com. Quick little interesting fact for you. The 2 wins that A&M has over the number one teams in the country, according to the AP, both helmed by Kevin Sumlin in some form or fashion. Of course, now the Fighting Texas Aggie head coach. He was the offensive coordinator in 2002 when the Aggies rolled up 404 yards against the Sooners. Rundown for the rank. In the BCS, which determines what bowl the Aggs go to, they're ranked 8th. Number 9 in the AP, and number 10 in the coaches poll. Turning out hoops, A&M basketball, the Aggies are 2-0 after Elston Turner turned in a career-high 26 points to lead A&M to an 83-65 victory over Troy. Here's Coach Kennedy on the win.
Really proud of our team to have 21 assists, means offensively with sharing the ball. When you have 21 assists and only 8 turnovers, you're going to be in good shape most nights. We played a good Troy State team. You know, they're hard to play against. They went zone the second half. We haven't seen any zone. And then they made threes, which they do. And again, it was another tough matchup for our post guys to go out on the floor and have to guard perimeter guys who shoot the ball so well.
Turning now to Monday Night Football, good news and bad news for Steelers fans. Good news, Steelers won their fourth straight by scraping by 16-13 in overtime over KC. Now the bad news, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger left the game with a right shoulder injury. Here's Mike Tomlin on Big Ben.
Ben has a right shoulder that's being evaluated. Don't know the status of that as I sit here right now. Obviously, those two men are critical to our efforts here moving ahead. When I get information, you'll get it.
LeBron James scored in the NBA a season-high 38 points. Chris Bosh, 24 and 10 rebounds. Heat rallied to beat Houston 113-110. Nico Peklovic scored 20 points before leaving with an injury, and the shorthanded Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Mavs 90-82. Lakers got a new head coach, $12 million a year for D'Antoni. Contract replaces Mike Brown, who was fired on Friday, and they'll take to the court for the first time with their new coach tonight against the Spurs.
I've just had it. You know, Ben's run into me numerous times, wrecked me, and he got into me on the back straightaway and pretty much ruined our day, and I've had it.
Apparently, NASCAR had it too. Four-time NASCAR champion Jeff Gordon has been fined $100,000, docked 25 points for intentionally wrecking Clint Bowyer at the Phoenix International Raceway. He's also been placed on probation through December 31st. Now, he avoided suspension for his action in Sunday's race, which triggered a fight in the garage that spilled into almost his trailer between not only Bowyer and Gordon, but both crews as well. 6:55 now, and time to wrap things up. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
All we need is like a WWE guy right in the middle of that with a microphone. Come on. This sounds like the melding of the classes right here.
It started by a group of moonshiners. I mean, you can't really... Well, that's what it is.
Well, I understand. I remember... Cale Yarbrough, I think, said it. He said, I realized I needed to get out of this business when I was just coming into the hotel and I saw some of those young kids running on the beach who were drivers, too. He said, that's when I understood times had changed. They're up early to run. I'm just getting in at, 6 in the morning. Right. I got to race it at 1 o'clock that afternoon. So, and maybe we're shifting one more time, but I think a lot of these kids don't even... I mean, they understand that there was moonshine in the background of NASCAR, but they're so far removed from it. But, again...
It's entirely possible.
Sounds like a little throwdown. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, and a NASCAR's going, yay!
Yeah, we like that. People talking about us. All
right. November in Texas. Warm, cold, who knows? So, to be on the safe side, locally owned Rattler's Convenience Stores has specials for any temperature. Start your day off with any size coffee or cappuccino for only 69 cents. Or pick up a Rattler's in-store coupon for $1 off advanced Pierre breakfast and lunch sandwiches. Of course, after a hard day's work, grab a 20-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beer for only $16.99 at participating locations. Rattler's. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising and the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, our Brass's Valley weather.
Deacon Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's getting soap opera-like. As the FBI searches the home of ex-CIA Director David Petraeus' mistress, we found out another woman involved in the scandal was involved with a top general. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
So the affair between David Petraeus and Paula Broadwell came to light after Petraeus' family friend Jill Kelly complained about threatening emails from Broadwell. Now Kelly is involved in a separate situation with the head of the international forces in Afghanistan, Marine Corps General John Allen. He is accused of inappropriate communication with Kelly to the tune of tens of thousands of documents and emails. And also this development, the FBI agent originally assigned to investigate was taken off that case because his superiors feared he was getting too personally involved. Dave even sent Kelly a photo of himself shirtless.
Now, Rich, Congress returns today wanting to sort out that mess while dealing with another, the so-called fiscal cliff.
Tourists visiting the Capitol aren't so sure Congress will strike a deal on tax rates and spending cuts.
I hope so. I don't think so, but I hope so.
But others say the stakes are too high to fail.
Because it's such a severe problem that I think they'll work it through. How to do it, I don't know, but I think they'll work it through.
Republicans say they won't go along with tax hikes, even for the richest 2%. That's the proposal from Democrats in Washington. Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Fewer homeowners are struggling to pay their mortgages. TransUnion reports the number of people at least 2 months delinquent hit a three-year low last quarter, 2 weeks after Sandy hit tens of thousands of homes still out of power in New York. And amid all the anger, an electrical worker brought in from Florida was beaten outside a Long Island restaurant Friday.
He gave me no signs of anything aggressive. He was in a nice vehicle, dressed fairly nice from what I could tell.
Police still have no idea who attacked John Applewhite, who in surgery today will have two metal plates put into his damaged face, and his broken jaw could be wired shut for weeks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jason finally had had enough. His office mate and frequent work partner would have to be confronted. Your delays make us miss deadline after deadline, Jason said, and I'm sorry to have to tell you. The co-worker pushed back from his keyboard and took a deep breath. Jason, he said, I'm late because you rush through assignments. Your reports are so riddled with errors, I have to do your work and mine. I've been reluctant to tell you. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge. Jesus talked about the splinter in others' eyes and the log in our own. If you feel the need to point out flaws on the job, the wise place to start is with yourself in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you paying big bucks for printer cartridges? Yep, it happens a lot. Did you know there's a smarter alternative? At Cartridge World, 100% quality guaranteed ink and toner cartridges at prices much less than the name brand. Want more cash in your pocket? Duh, of course you do. Visit the friendly folks at Cartridge World at Texas Avenue and Villa Maria in Bryan in the Tejas Center next to HEB or call 823-4800. Why pay more to print?
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You appear to be coming up short on holiday support. Do tell.
It's the holidays, and I'm more booked than a library. I'm so stressed my calendar needs a personal assistant.
Relax, Miss Audrey Hartburn, for Speck's Gourmet Party Trays raise the bar on raising the roof. With 23 delicious trays featuring heaping portions of everything from chicken wings to caviar. And the experts at Speck's will pair your platter with the perfect wine. How goes your holiday Hindenburg now?
With Speck's supersized selection and wall-to-wall savings, I've even managed to make time for myself. And by myself, I mean the 6-cheese party tray and a phenomenal red wine.
You certainly put the 10 in itinerary. And with Speck's lower prices, you'll save enough to create your very own holiday, known as Spa-Holiday. You're welcome. Speck's Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A drive-by shooting in North Bryan late yesterday afternoon resulted in 2 injuries. Bryan police report 19-year-old Johnny Childs III was transported for medical treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. 23-year-old Therhius Warren did not seek medical treatment for minor injuries. The only information given by police was that shots were fired from a white 2-door pickup just after 5 p.m. Monday in the 1200 block of Boulevard off 17th north of Highway 21. Men smoking marijuana in a College Station parking lot Saturday night led police to make an arrest for selling drugs. 2 officers found 6 men standing around a full-size SUV at the Woodstone Shopping Center at Harvey and Dartmouth. In addition to collecting Xanax and hydrocodone, police seized more than $4,000 from 31-year-old Billy Carey of Dallas, who was arrested for delivery of a controlled substance. College Station police say a man was driving under the influence at more than twice the legal limit when a patrolman was nearly hit. This was Saturday night on the southbound freeway service road south of Rock Prairie Road. Officer Rhonda Seaton says 24-year-old Drake Groves of College Station was arrested on a variety of traffic charges once he was found 3 miles later on Arrington Road south of Fitch.
He did find the defendant as he was riding a bicycle, rode into a ditch, and fell off of the bicycle trying to hide himself from the second officer.
The first officer was investigating a minor crash and tried to get Groves to pull over after approaching the patrol vehicle at a high rate of speed. Instead, Groves went around, accelerated, then sideswiped another car exiting off the freeway. That driver was able to follow Groves until he stopped with 3 flat tires on Arrington. The arrest report indicated the higher of 2 breath samples given by Groves measured .210. It's been 2 years since a pair of armed bank robberies took place in Bryan. A plea agreement was made in Brazos County District Court, sending a man to prison for 25 years. 43-year-old Christopher Clayton was convicted of the holdup of the Prosperity Branch on North Texas and 6 days later, the Citibank on South Texas. 1 fingerprint left on a note Clayton left behind matched prints from an arrest in California. And the A&M system is touting a new process for major construction projects, something that was questioned at the last Board of Regents meeting.
Chancellor John Sharp says the first project awarded under competitive sealed bid saved $12 million at the Central Texas campus in Killeen. Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin asked system staff why this hasn't been done before.
If we're going to save 25% on all these projects, which we may not save exactly 25%, but why haven't we been doing this?
There are certain types of projects that aren't necessarily a good fit. I don't know.
And why would that be?
Well, for instance, projects that are very technical in nature.
Regent Phil Adams of Bryan says to look for more qualified contractors.
I encourage you to do it on even the highly technical ones. You know, there are contractors out there that have big time expertise in electrical and computer engineering and all that stuff.
The regents were told sealed competitive bids, now the system's default method of awarding construction projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After all that veterans have done for our country, Brazos Valley Workforce Development wants to give back to them through a job fair. Michael Root says more than 30 local employers will be available to visit with veterans.
Well, we want to welcome the veterans back to our communities, and we also, A&M will be out there both with T's and T's to talk with the veterans if they need a little additional training, and then also we have several employers that have jobs currently available for them.
Root says the fair will be Thursday from 10 until 2 at the new Armory in North Bryan.
WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday gifts. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 17th, it's all you wanted to know about spray rigs and more. When it comes to sprayers, this class covers it all. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on services. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds pushing up out of northern Mexico and southern Texas will roll across the area for today. We'll end up turning mostly cloudy. Highs today anywhere from 60 to 65. Tonight partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower through the overnight. Lows near 40. Tomorrow we're going to see sunshine develop during the day. High temperatures will be 65 to 70. Clear 40 tomorrow night. It's mostly sunny Thursday. High 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. The Aggies garner a lot of accolades for knocking off number one. NASCAR's got Jeff Gordon in a whole lot of trouble. The Aggies win in hoops. All that and more coming up at 7:50.
Yep, and it's Tuesday, and A&M is still the talk of the college football world.
Yep.
You know, they may end up, I was listening to a Clip Howard yesterday on another station.
Clip Howard?
Yeah, see,
Clip.
I would have thought you would have called him Chocolate Chip or something.
Oh, that's
cute.
You
know, something else.
Yeah,
would...
no, I've known him too long to call him anything like that. Anyway.
Or off the old block.
Yeah, they have a football writers roundtable thing, and they were saying A&M might end up at the Fiesta Bowl, which would be, you know, you still got a couple of games you got to win.
Right, but now the odds on are Fiesta or Cotton.
You know, I would love to see SC beat Notre Dame. And I'd love to see anybody beat Notre Dame, but I'd love to see SC beat Notre Dame and the Aggies play them in the Fiesta Bowl and hand them their little gold helmets.
Would be okay.
I think that'd be
I'd rather see them play that other school in Texas. Can you imagine what Dallas would be like there?
See, that, you know, that is so, A&M is so, Texas is so below A&M right now. They're just, I mean, you tell me a reason that they should play. I think that's what A&M would say.
Because I'd like to kick them while they were down.
Okay, what? You beat them by 30, and what have you done? You haven't elevated your program on a national level at all. You know, Texas is not very good.
No, they stink on ice.
And there's no reason that they shouldn't be. They should be good. But,
yes.
You know, if people think Notre Dame is the best team in the nation or whoever, the Aggies need to be able to play the highest-rated possible team that they could. So, you know, there's time to play Texas somewhere down the road. We can kick their teeth in any year. So, you know, that can happen at another time. And Dallas, of course, would have it. They'd be glad to have it any time, I'm sure, any year. But if the Aggies are about to start this climb, you know, they got time to wallop Texas on the football field another time. So we'll see. And Johnny is number two this morning in the Heisman projections,
yep.
The Heisman watch. And that guy who used to be the quarterback at Alabama. Oh, he's still the quarterback. He's just not number two in the Heisman chase anymore.
Wow.
Now, the other thing I found interesting, I was reading it this morning, that going into the game with A&M, Alabama was number one in every major category in defense. And after A&M, they are nowhere to be found in any of those categories. So, just saying. When you get walloped like that, it happens. Yeah. All right, let's see. I thought I'd divert to sports there for a minute, because otherwise we're going to start talking about stupid things that are going on in Washington and around there and all this.
Just get your blood pressure up.
That's right. A week after Barack Obama's reelection, citizens from 32 states have filed petitions asking to secede from the United States of America. 32 states.
You're kidding me.
First one was Louisiana, posting its request on November the 7th.
Wow.
They wasted no time.
No.
We want out now.
They wanted out before the election. I mean, the day after the election. So there. Anyway, Texas followed on November 9th. Well, hate that we had to be number two. A petition from Florida was created on Saturday, the same day the state finally declared Obama the winner in that state. Petitioners have 1 month to obtain the necessary 25,000 signatures in order for the president to consider the request. The president has to consider it?
I heard that Texas had acquired 25,000.
Oh, yeah.
Signatures.
We got 57,000 as of last night.
Wow.
Yeah. Louisiana's got 25,000, so they're there. Florida's not there yet. They got 16,000. The other states with requests for secession so far, in alphabetical order, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Delaware, Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming.
Well, they're not saying that they're doing it because of the president.
No. But with the exception of New York, you know.
Did you say California, too?
I did. All those Northeasterners want to keep it. Okay. Hey, have at it. You want to do that? That's fine. Hello.
We don't need no stinking approval from the president.
Yeah.
That's the president's charter.
That's
we
right.
We can go away.
Yep, we can be five states. We can break it up. We don't need that.
I don't know. I mean, what would we do? Just trade with Mexico?
Oh, or? No. We'd end up getting foreign aid. Look.
I love it. That's brilliant.
They all quote the same passage from the Declaration of Independence. Quote, "Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government." There you go. That's right there out of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, is Oklahoma on that list?
Yeah, Oklahoma's on the list.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, I mean, I could see how maybe Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana, we all have our own sort of little special culture.
Yeah.
Could be some kind of a...
Well, I don't want to have to be hooked up with Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi, okay? I just don't want
to
do that.
Oh, wait a second. You're trying to redo the Civil War
I'm just saying. No, I
no,
don't
the
want
Republic
to.
Of Texas.
Yeah. I'm just saying, just because they don't want to be in it, I don't want to be partnered up with them either. Hello?
I was wondering how serious these are. I saw one of these on petitions.whitehouse.gov, and it looks like any person could just file this
together.
And then look for signatures to support them.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's 57,000 people who have signed in Texas, so at least there are a few people who like that. Thanks. There are a few people who like that idea. See,
it's intriguing.
Well, it is. You know, just
I've always, you know, with the amount of agriculture and oil and access to the sea, we could give the United States pretty much the flying fickle finger of fate.
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, again, and I see New Mexico's not. You know, New Mexico doesn't have a crock pot to.
Well,
you
they've got a
what?
What's it called? The U U.
What?
It's on the periodic table.
Oh,
uranium.
Oh, they've got uranium. Okay. Well, they could keep that and glow in the dark for all I care. But I mean, we do. We have a diverse enough economy. We could pull out if we needed to. And you know. Oh, and by the way, I mean, with that, kind of an interesting story that came out. A prediction that the United States will be the world's top oil producer by 2020.
I saw that.
I mean, that's...
Despite Obama.
Right, and require almost no foreign energy by the year 2035. The International Energy Agency bases this prediction on the rise in output caused by new technologies like fracking, which has impacted the state of Texas in a ginormous way.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. Well, one option is for Texas to also join up with Mexico. That would make one great super economy with all the diverse resources they got.
Well, they do, but you know, we'd have a law enforcement problem we need to take care of. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it would be a huge law enforcement problem, but you probably get a lot of Mexicans to go along with that and clean everything up.
Oh, sure.
But what if?
I agree. Yeah.
What if though? If Texas did secede and was it's just the Republic of Texas again? What if Mexico tried to take over?
There's no way. We'd blow them out of the water.
It's called Fort Hood.
Yeah. Largest military installation in the world.
Yep.
Right there in Killeen.
Just trying to put all the options out
there.
Yeah,
no. I think we'd be fine. And again, this caller makes an interesting point. I mean, you put an alliance together with them and, you know, maybe you just legalize drugs. That'd take care of a lot of it and just tax the heck out of it. That could make things.
It'd be interesting to see how that plays out in Colorado.
Oh, you know, just the
legalization of marijuana. Yeah. So literally, if you feel like hanging out at the bar, as long as smoking is legal,
yeah,
you can spleef up all you want.
Spleef? I never heard that word before.
That's a slang term.
Okay, I understand. Well, I knew what it meant.
If you'd said chiefin', I would have understood what you were talking about.
I just know loaded. That's all. All right. Anyway. But they're saying that again, to go back to what we were talking about, that is that energy, again, fracking and some of the other technologies that they've come up with, America will produce, U.S. America will produce 11.1 million barrels per day of oil by 2020. Surpassing Russia and Saudi Arabia, and export that and more than that in exports by 2030.
So then can we just tell the Middle East to go kick rocks?
I hope so. As for green energy, it'll become the world's second most popular power source within 3 years.
And least efficient.
Yeah, find that hard to believe. And threaten to surpass fossil fuels by 2035. Not exactly sure that part will happen.
No.
But again, like anything else, we had the story about water yesterday, and the same thing's true with power. Taking it from the point of generation to the point of usage is not the easiest thing to do.
Nope.
That's going to be a lot of the expense that's involved. You know, you can have all those ugly old wind farms that you want, but you got to be able to get it from there. Because, you know, the prairie dogs don't need the energy.
No.
They really don't.
Nope.
It's people who live in buildings who need the energy. So we'll see. So there's some folks, that, speaking of online petitions, I guess you can online petition just about anything. But more than 400,000 people have signed an online petition calling for Macy's to fire the Donald as their celebrity spokesperson. Because, you know, he's Donald Trump. He kind of likes to get out there a little bit.
You think?
But they're saying he has racially charged birther conspiracies, and then he continued that with his, $5 million offer. Donald Trump does not reflect the magic of Macy's, the petition said. We urge you to sever ties with him. Macy's says it has a strong obligation to be socially responsible, and actions speak louder than words, so indeed it is time for you to act. To act.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. 721. You know, those people from Hollywood are just different than us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they're weird.
Yeah, but the problem is that they control so much of the stuff we look at and listen to.
Yeah, they do.
They're
yeah.
changing our country.
They are. Hawaii Five-O star Alex O'Loughlin. Is that the guy's name? Do you know? Anyway, he's got a new baby, little boy. They named him Lion. Yeah, like the animal.
Lion O'Loughlin.
Lion O'Loughlin. No particular reason reported for the name. You can add here's a list of other dumb celebrity names. Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow had a child they named Apple.
Yeah, that's
I've heard of that kid. Poor thing.
Bluebell Madonna, that's Jerry Hollowell's child.
Oh, good.
Bluebell Madonna?
I'm just telling you. Tony Braxton and Carrie Lewis, their child is named Diesel Kai, or KY, I mean KY, I guess Kai. Diesel Kai. And of course, their other child is named Denim Cole. Eddie Murphy and Nicole Mitchell's child is named Zola Ivy. And Alec Baldwin, you remember him screaming at his child with Kim Basinger, named Ireland. Ireland. So.
Well, that's not such a weird name.
Yeah, that's not as weird as some of them. But
yeah, I just went with a Gaelic pronunciation for my daughter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's what Erin is.
Oh, well, there you go. Erin is? That's her name, Erin is?
No. Scott?
Hey,
I'm gonna thump you on the head.
Right there. There's somebody in the news today whose name is There He Is. That's how their name is spelled. One of the guys, I almost say There He Is every time I read it. One of the guys in the drive-by shooting that was wounded.
Really?
That's not funny, but that's hilarious. That's
it is. And all for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Just give your kids normal names.
Oh, well, but then they can't stand it. And, you know, or give them a common name with an unusual spelling. That's always good.
Does that give them a disadvantage in a lineup?
Well, no, it does, yeah.
There he is!
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming, and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the queen you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Join us Tuesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library Center for a free issues forum about food security, 21st century agricultural systems, and genomics. Dr. Molly John, a genetics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has worked extensively in developing countries to link crop breeding with improved human nutrition and welfare. A free reception will follow the event. That's Tuesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library Center. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, about 63, and not windy, really. Winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Shouldn't be too bad. Tonight, 36, though, another chilly evening. And then going to do just about the same thing for the balance of the week. We'll be in the middle 60s for our highs, and lows will be between 35 and 40. No mention of rain in the forecast. By the way, Saturday looks great. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 71 degrees. Right now, the winds are from the northeast at 8, and our chill factor actually is 38 degrees. Our humidity is 62%, and we're looking at 47 air temperature.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Before the election, a number of companies let their employees know that an Obama victory might mean layoffs. Now, after the election, with Obama in, some employees are indeed being told that they're out. After laying off 22 people, Las Vegas business owner told CBS, "You watch what happens in the next 6 months. There's a tsunami coming, and if you didn't think this election had consequences, you just wait." Robert Murray laid off over 100 people at a Utah coal mine. He minced no words, announcing his decision was directly attributable to Obama's war on coal. He says that by 2014, over 200 coal-fired power plants will shut down due to the Obama regime. His company, Murray Energy Corporation, released a statement: "There is nowhere to sell our coal, and when we can, the market prices are far lower. Without markets, there can be no coal mines and no coal jobs." Last Friday, Kentucky's Teco Coal Corporation laid off about 100 workers from their mines, citing market conditions. Now, scores of companies have announced layoffs due to Obamacare, and now that it can't be stopped, business owners are facing reality, and it's an ugly one. Companies with over 50 employees fall under Obamacare rules if their employees work 30 hours or more. So to avoid the new regulations, companies across sectors are going to implement a 29-hour work week for their employees. So Obama's back in, and more people will be unemployed. That's the new normal, folks. Welcome to it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The parking lot of a College Station shopping center was the setting of a weekend drug bust. 31-year-old Billy Carey of Dallas was arrested for selling hydrocodone and Xanax out of his SUV parked in the Woodstone Shopping Center at Harvey in Dartmouth. Police say they also seized more than $4,000 from Carey, who was with five other men when officers appeared Saturday night. Gunfire in a North Bryan neighborhood yesterday afternoon, just after 5, resulted in no serious injuries. Police say shots came out of a white two-door pickup driving in the 1200 block of Boulevard, north of Highway 21, off 17th Street. 19-year-old Johnny Childs was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and 23-year-old Therhias Warren did not seek medical treatment. The Texas A&M system has announced a change in the process of awarding bids on major construction projects.
Action at this month's Board of Regents meeting included hiring some firms based on competitive sealed bids and others based on qualifications. Addressing the latter, Regent Phil Adams of Bryan called for more recruitment of contractors who can meet tougher requirements.
Get some people like that to the table and make them bid against each other, and I bet you get good results, even on the highly technical projects.
Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin was glad to hear the system will first pursue competitive sealed bids.
As tight as the budgets are statewide and worldwide, and also the lack of PUF funds that we have available right now, I commend you for that comment, because if we're going to try to grow all this future development that all the presidents want in the system, we've got to come out with a better way to do this.
Chancellor John Sharp says the system saved $12 million on a project at the system campus in Killeen with sealed bids. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station patrolman at the scene of a minor crash Saturday just before midnight wound up with much more on his hands. Officer Rhonda Seaton says a car on the southbound freeway service road near Rock Prairie came up from behind at a high rate of speed and then slowed down and went around him.
He started waving his arms, wanted to get the driver's attention so he could talk to him about the rate of speed and the manner in which he was driving. He said, but instead of stopping to talk to him, the driver sped up and left.
The officer says he lost sight of the car after it accelerated and failed to stop at Barron Road. Minutes later, another motorist reported being sideswiped, but he was able to follow the car until it stopped with three flat tires on Arrington Road south of Fitch. A second patrolman found the driver on a bicycle riding into a ditch. 24-year-old Drake Groves of College Station was arrested on traffic charges and DWI after a breath test measured more than 2.5 times the legal limit. A Bryan man in jail for 2 years since his arrest for two armed bank robberies in a 6-day period is headed to prison. 43-year-old Christopher Clayton pleaded guilty to holding up the Citibank near downtown Bryan, and before that, the Prosperity Branch on North Texas. Clayton, who was sentenced to 25 years, was arrested after detectives contacted family and friends following a fingerprint match. Veterans can explore local employment opportunities at a job fair Thursday from 10 until 2 at the New Armory in North Bryan. Michael Root with Brazos Valley Workforce Development says part of what makes veterans good employees is that they've been trained to be on their toes.
We just want to reunite the returning military with employers in the community that are currently hiring and go ahead and try to reintegrate those folks into our area as soon as possible. I think that all employers realize the importance of hiring veterans.
Root says more than 30 employers at the fair represent positions in production, restaurants, city and county governments, and retail. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Well, the last 24 hours has been that time, you know, one of those times that happens around here in Texas when you start realizing that your windows may not be as energy efficient as you'd like them to be or you thought they were. Maybe you walked through the house this morning. It was kind of cold and colder in one room or kind of drafty someplace. Well, that's a window that's not doing its job, that doesn't have a good seal. Could be that it's a, if you got an insulated window and it's kind of cloudy now, that window's lost its seal. You can know that. Well, the folks at Intercon also know what it takes to either replace or repair those windows so that they're energy efficient again. You didn't buy them to be energy efficient. Excuse me, you didn't buy them to be energy inefficient. But the fact is, a lot of builder's grade windows are energy inefficient. They're just not built for that. Well, the folks at Intercon can help you, first of all, if you're doing building or remodeling, to make sure the first windows that you put in are energy efficient. But more importantly, if you've got windows now that over time have become inefficient, let them help you. Here's the great deal with Intercon. They'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, leave it with you, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. And sometimes in this business, there are people who believe in putting high pressure on people. Not Intercon, because they've got a good product at a fair price. So if you woke up this morning, it's a little bit cold in your house in some places, give them a call at Intercom. Let them come out and talk to you about what it'll take to fix that problem. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit texascw.net or call 778-3380.
Hey, it's 737, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Cloudiness is moving up out of Mexico this morning and looks to cross the area as we head through today. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures today about 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower overnight, lows near 40. Clearing skies are in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will be somewhere between 65 and 70. For tomorrow night, clear, lows around 40. It's mostly sunny throughout today, Thursday. Highs Thursday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really proud of our team to have 21 assists.
And only 8 turnovers last night for Aggie basketball. We'll share that. Also get you caught up with Aggie football, who got just so many awards it's almost too hard to pass along right now. We've got Monday Night Football action and more here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, coming up between now and then, we're going to give you enough reasons that you never have to do housework again.
Oh, praise the Lord.
That's it. Just needed to find a justification. We've got it for you in just a minute. A new study first shows that smart kids grow up in homes that have more alcohol. That's right. Notice it doesn't say booze drinking kids are smarter. It just says
there.
That's it. They're present.
In the presence of alcohol.
Exactly. The National Child Development Study in the United Kingdom. There is a clear association between childhood intelligence, measured before the age of 16, and the frequency of alcohol consumption in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Very bright British children grow up to consume alcohol nearly one full standard deviation more frequently than the very dull classmates.
It's because they're just depressed by the dullness.
Is that it? The dullness of just Great Britain in general.
Hey,
no!
I've got UK study here for that, too.
Oh, do you? What is that? What does it say?
Kids who are spanked or hit by their parents at least once a month are 70% more likely to get cancer.
Oh, well, see, you can't do that now.
Hey, I got spanked. It hasn't hurt me.
So far, hello.
I love this. I call in to see if you guys want some donuts or something. I walk in the middle of beating children and cancer. This is great.
Perfect.
This is perfect.
It's all part
perfect.
Of our enlightening show.
So you're making what causes this to be the donut run day?
I've got a meeting with Royce today, and he likes donuts. Oh, heck, I'm not supposed to say that where Mary, his wife, can hear.
Yeah.
So anyway, so everyone at the meeting except Royce will have a donut.
Okay.
So what would you like?
Sure, just anything as long as it doesn't have sprinkles on it.
No
pink,
sprinkles.
Or pink frosting.
No sprinkles, no pink. What about maple?
No, God, no. I don't understand the maple. I still don't get the maple. No.
What if he puts a big piece of bacon on it for you, Scott?
Just a donut.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. You got something you'd like on him?
I would have to pair it exactly what Scott said. No sprinkles, nothing pink.
Good grief. Why is that? Okay.
They're
go
no
ahead.
Fun, are they?
Yes, Catherine, go ahead.
And this is scary. What kind of a donut would
May
Cat
I
be?
May I please have either a chocolate frosted with nuts on it?
Well,
it's got the protein in there. It's healthy.
Yeah,
or
really?
Just whatever you feel like is yummy. Yeah.
No.
Or whatever's cheap.
Cheap, I got it. Go ahead. What else? Chocolate with nuts or chocolate else? Frosted with nuts? Yeah. Or your other choice there?
Oh, no. Just anything sounds yummy.
Probably cherry filled. She'd probably go for cherry filled.
I don't want that.
Now, if they have crullers, I'll take one of those.
If it has a filling, lemon filling is good.
Say that again. I don't think I heard that right.
Lemon-filled donut is what she wants.
If it has a filling.
Okay.
Not cherry, like he was saying.
Well, all things considered, that sounds yummy, Kat, but I'm not going to go driving around to find that very long.
Really.
So, okay, just one of the many services your general manager provides.
We do appreciate that. Thank you, and drive carefully.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, at Shipley's, do they have a sign that says, "We've got lemon-filled donuts now"? Lemon-filled donuts now?
Are you serious?
No, they don't.
Do they?
There are lemon-filled donuts. Are you kidding?
I know. Lemon curd is big over in Great Britain. We've all heard about that junk.
What is the deal?
Yeah.
Somebody needs a hug or something.
A donut, huh? How about a donut? Hey, do you buy lettuce in these bags or these kind of clamshell containers?
Pre-made, pre-cut? Yes.
Right.
Yes, I do.
That stuff is becoming more and more popular.
And it's really bad for you, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Well, no. Yeah, well, it's not bad. I mean, it's vegetables, so that's good. But have you ever gotten down to the bottom and it's a little slimy down there?
Yes.
Little creepy down there.
Yes.
Right.
What are you going to do to me right now?
Well, nothing. I'm just going to tell you. And the thing is,
just before he says anything, Kevin, just think humans have survived for over 2,000 years without that advice about creepy, vegetables, and it's going to be just okay.
But the thing is, it's that, I don't know, it's that kind of purple lettuce that always gets grungy and slimy at the bottom, right?
You're right. Turns black and gross.
Yeah. And spinach gets weird, too.
The next time you buy bags of leafy greens, take them out of the bag and store them. Did you know that restaurants store their salad greens in stainless steel bowls?
No, I did not.
So if you buy a lot of salad, it's a good investment. Greens will last up to 10 days when they're stored in a stainless steel bowl without any of that browning or the wilting.
Really?
Now, this is the part that I found really interesting, because in a stainless steel bowl is not necessarily inexpensive.
No.
But if you don't have one, toss a stainless steel fork or spoon into the salad bag or the clam box, and that will lengthen the life of your greens.
Well, how fascinating.
That's why we're here. So you can learn that kind of stuff.
He's a genius.
I'll tell you what, I thought a lot more about the age of food after working at that flower shop, because that stuff would stink once flowers get old, nasty, just like salad.
But again, the thing is, we give you this information. It is up to you to then inject it into casual conversation. See, we can just walk away and move on to other things. You, on the other hand, have to work with these people.
While we're talking about it, maybe we should throw a few stainless steel items into the company refrigerator.
No, you just leave that stuff alone. If it's not yours, you don't have to worry about it. As long as none of their stuff gets on your stuff, then that's okay.
Just thinking if it would work for an overripe refrigerator.
Just right on the container. Keep your stuff away from my stuff. All right, here we go. Reasons why housework is bad for you. There's a 2010 study that found that a full 27% of all injuries to Canadian seniors happened during housework. Younger people were more likely to get hurt on the job while playing sports. And I don't know what, I guess seniors is over 60. If you're over 60, ditch the housework. Doing more chores than your partner can stress you out. Earlier this year, a study of Swedish couples found that women tended to do more housework than men. That led to higher anxiety levels, because she's always telling him he needs to be cleaning up after himself. Too much housework makes people depressed. A recent study conducted in Brazil, women who suffered from housework overload.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love that. Housework overload. Did you know glass cleaner can give you asthma?
Can give you or cause it to attack?
It says here, 2007 study found that cleaning sprays, that's more than just Windex. Cleaning sprays used even once a week could increase adults' risk of asthma. The worst offenders are air fresheners, furniture cleaners, and glass cleaners. Okay.
So never clean your house ever.
Well, that's it. Don't use the lemon pledge.
Yeah. What options do we have if we don't want to live in a pigsty hovel?
You can tell people you're healthy. Orthopedic surgeon, this is another one. Carrying heavy loads of laundry can cause shoulder problems. Orthopedic surgeon Denny Lai writes the damage to shoulder tendons, the result of deep shoulder pain, can be caused from a number of daily activities that you may do. Among them would be taking those clothes, it says here, and taking them outside to dry. Well, see, you don't do that. We don't do that in U.S. America.
I do. Dryers. I hung some clothes up 2 days ago.
Well, you better go take them down, girl. It's going to get wet out there. And doing chores after you get home from work can boost your stress hormones. So don't do that. And number one, this is frightening. Number one, repeatedly putting a fitted sheet on a bed can cause sheet fitting palsy. And I said that very slowly for a reason.
I knew exactly why you were doing it, too.
The ailment.
I'm still thinking through what he said, trying to figure out why he had to say it slowly.
Sheet. Fitting. Palsy. I'll explain to you in a minute.
That's right. Anyway, what happens is, apparently, described in a recent case study, this occurs with repetitive motion, like trying to stretch the fitted sheet over a mattress. This can create a blood clot in an artery in the wrist. The result can be numbness, tingling, and weakness. One otherwise healthy 73-year-old sufferer saw her thumb become completely useless after many, many years of having to pull the fitted sheet out.
Tell you a tip with fitted sheets.
Yes.
If you do the opposite corners, this is a hint from Heloise. You do the opposite corners, it's way, way, way easier to do the other two corners.
Buy bigger fitted sheets.
Yeah, that too.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Success takes ambition, skill, and commitment, and another important ingredient, focus. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The well-known saying tells us, to the victor goes the spoils. But the victory doesn't always go to the most gifted or skilled person. Sometimes the person who wins is the one who kept their focus. Golfing legend Arnold Palmer learned that the hard way at the 1961 Masters Tournament. He led by a stroke going into the last hole. All he had to do was put the ball on the green, make par, and victory was his. But he lost his focus. Walking up to the final hole, he stopped to say hello to an old friend in the crowd. They briefly celebrated Arnold's certain victory. But as soon as Arnold returned his attention to the course, he realized his ball had landed in a sand trap. He wasn't expecting such a challenging shot and misplayed it. By the time he sank his final putt, his lead had evaporated and he lost the tournament. It was a bad mistake, he later said. I had forgotten you have to finish. Whether it's a golf tournament, a marriage, or parenting, you have to remember to finish well. Nobody runs a race to get to the middle. It's finishing strong that counts. And to do that, you have to keep your focus. And if you're struggling to do that, call us at 1-800, the letter A and the word family, and we can help you get your focus back on your family. I'm Jim Daly.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late-night low battery chirp. And the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 751. Now, when you beat the number one team in the country, you get stuff. In this case, accolades and lots of them. A&M's 29-24 road victory over top-ranked Alabama made the Aggies the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl National Team of the Week as selected by the Football Writers Association of America. Johnny Manziel received Offensive Player of the Week, Freshman of the Week honors, both from the SEC. He was also named one of eight, quote, Stars of the Week by the Manning Awards on Monday and is in the running for the Awards Player of the Week, which honor is determined by fan vote through the course of the week. College football fans can go to Allstate Sugar Bowl Facebook page to vote. I've posted that link at the WTAW page. If you'd like to go see it, it's WTAW.com. Interesting fact for you with the Aggies, two wins over to AP number ones, both in the presence of Kevin Sumlin on the sideline for both of them. He was head coach for the Aggies, of course, for the game against Alabama. When the Aggs knocked off the Sooners in 2002, he rang up 404 yards against Oklahoma as the offensive coordinator. Here's a rundown of the ranks that we've got in the BCS, which is the one now that determines where the Aggies go for bowl placement for after the season. They are ranked 8th. They are 9th in the AP and 10th in the coaches poll. Changing gears now to hoops. The Aggies are 2-0 after Elston Turner turned in a career-high 26 points to lead the Aggies to an 83-65 victory over Troy. Here's Coach Kennedy on the win.
Really proud of our team to have 21 assists. Means offensively we're sharing the ball. I thought everybody on our perimeter guys really did a good job of making the extra pass. And when you have 21 assists and only 8 turnovers, you're going to be in good shape most nights. We played a good Troy State team. You know, they're hard to play against. They went zone the second half. We haven't seen any zone. And then they made threes, which they do. And again, it was another tough matchup for our post guys to go out on the floor and have to guard perimeter guys who shoot the ball so well.
Changing now to the NFL, good news, bad news for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And if you're a Roethlisberger fantasy football guy, sorry. Steelers won their 4th straight game by escaping with a 16-13 win over KC. Now, the bad news, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger left the game with a right shoulder injury. Here's Tomlin on Big Ben.
Ben has a right shoulder that's being evaluated. Don't know the status of that as I sit here right now. Obviously, those two men are critical to our efforts here moving ahead. When I get information, you'll get it.
Forgive the pun. Jumping now to the NBA. LeBron James scored a season-high 38 points. Chris Bosh put up 24 and 10 rebounds. And the Miami Heat rallied back to beat Houston 113-110. Timberwolves were a man down, but they beat the Dallas Mavericks 90-82. And the Lakers have decided on DeAntony, and he gets a 3-year, $12 million contract to replace Mike Brown, who was fired on Friday. Lakers and the Spurs tonight for DeAntony's first game.
I've just had it. You know, that's run into me numerous times, wrecked me. And he got into me on the back straightaway and pretty much ruined our day. And, you know, I've had it.
And apparently NASCAR had it, too. 4-time NASCAR champion Jeff Gordon has been fined $100,000 and docked 25 points for intentionally wrecking Clint Boyer at the Phoenix International Raceway. Gordon has also been placed on probation through December 31st, but he avoided suspension for his action in Sunday's race, which triggered a giant fight that started in the pits and almost spilled into Gordon's trailer with Boyer's pit crew. No word on how the rest of that will play out with Boyer's suspension or fines. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, and if you're a fantasy football person, got a story for you in a minute.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Talk to your friends, talk to your family if they've been selling or buying houses, if they've had a lot of transactions, maybe just one or two transactions in their history. And no doubt you're probably going to hear some things that they wish hadn't happened to them. Zweiker & Associates wants to make sure that when you use them, either for buying or selling, that they don't have that kind of reputation. They're doing everything they can to make sure their reputation is solid in the community, and that means providing superior service to you. Greg and Jen's background prior to real estate was advertising and marketing. And if you're selling your house, you want aggressive marketing. That's their area of expertise. They're also very experienced with negotiations. When it comes time for the transaction, Christine Reynolds is their coordinator. She oversees the transaction from the time they go under contract through closing. She works with the title company, the lender, the other realtor to make sure it's a seamless transition. Zweiker & Associates has got you covered from the for sale sign in the yard to marketing your home to closing day. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
So, I don't do this fantasy football thing, but the absolute, hands down, bar none, worst ever, most inexcusable, mind-boggling, terrible time. There you go.
That good, huh?
Yeah, for your huge fantasy football website to hypothetically go down would be on a Sunday morning, just before your full slate of NFL games.
Yeah, I could see that freaking people out.
Of course, that had never actually happened, right?
No.
Wrong.
Hmm.
Yahoo.
No.
Issued an apology yesterday morning after a massive outage wreaked havoc to the fantasy football fanatics, the guys who like to tweak, guys and gals, who like to tweak things right there at the end, you know? Because if you logged in and decided to make those last-minute lineup tweaks, couldn't do it. Their fantasy football sports site was down in the hour before the 12 o'clock kickoff.
Oh.
Found themselves unable to make crucial substitutions. Yahoo, which is one of, if not the most, used fantasy football sites online, issued the apology saying, we'll never let that happen again. I'm guessing there's probably somebody who's looking for a job. Just not exactly sure.
Oh, somebody's going to sue.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, yeah.
It's
I'm
just,
sure. I'm
oh,
sure.
My gosh.
Well, now, Kat, remember, it's fantasy football. That's important to a lot of people. The mayor's son, in fact, from College Station, the mayor's son, you know, does that for ESPN. That's his gig.
That is correct.
Yep. So would you pay $120 to see no ads on the internet?
Probably.
On any device connected to your Wi-Fi network. In fact, it's called Kickstarter Project. They're trying to raise $150,000 for a gadget called AdTrap that, when connected to your router, would slice out...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The David Petraeus affair gets even more provocative as the FBI searches the ex-CIA director's mistress's home. A top U.S. general gets caught up in the scandal. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, it was Tampa socialite Jill Kelly's complaint that she was getting harassing emails that started the FBI probe that led us first to writer Paula Broadwell, then to General Petraeus. Now, Kelly is linked to Marine Corps General John Allen and a Pentagon investigation into what's labeled inappropriate communication between the general and Kelly. Now, we don't know what inappropriate means, but we do know it was voluminous. Tens of thousands of emails exchanged between the two. Allen is here in D.C. He was preparing for his hearing to become Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, but Dave, that nomination is now on hold.
And Rich, Congress has a lot of questions about all that as it returns today. Also on deadline to make a financial fix. Fox News Radio's Mike McAwitz live at the White House.
With only the rest of the year left to work something out, the White House and Congress need to find a way to defuse what some see as an economic time bomb. That's the conjunction of the expiration of all the Bush tax cuts, deep defense and domestic spending cuts that were part of that sequester agreement, and the soon-to-run-out borrowing authority for the nation. The president is to meet with congressional leaders on the impasse later this week, but today he'll sit down with labor leaders to hear their input. Dave?
My closing arguments are today in the hearing to determine if Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales should face court-martial accused of massacring 16 civilians in Afghanistan. Toledo police are trying to sort out a murder-suicide.
It looked to be like DEA agents. They were in my yard. I didn't know what was going on.
Next door, police sledgehammered a garage door open to find three kids, their uncle and their grandmother, dead in a car of carbon monoxide poisoning. Police were called to the home twice last week over custody dispute issues. In Cleveland, a woman standing outside in the cold wearing a sign like a judge ordered. It says only an idiot would drive on a sidewalk to avoid a school bus. She was caught on camera doing that. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jason finally had had enough. His office mate and frequent work partner would have to be confronted. Your delays make us miss deadline after deadline, Jason said, and I'm sorry to have to tell you. The co-worker pushed back from his keyboard and took a deep breath. Jason, he said, I'm late because you rushed through assignments. Your reports are so riddled with errors, I have to do your work and mine. I've been reluctant to tell you. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge. Jesus talked about the splinter in others' eyes and the log in our own. If you feel the need to point out flaws on the job, the wise place to start is with yourself in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
It's another special event coming up at David Gardner's. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be hundreds of men's and women's wedding bands from Scott Kay, Precision Set, Christian Bauer. There's Hearts on Fire, names that you know, Viraggio, also they'll be there. And most importantly, this is your last chance of the semester to get 0% financing for 12 months on engagement rings and wedding bands. So this is a great time for you to stop in and actually have a look. And understand the folks at David Gardner's know that this can be pretty overwhelming. He, of course, has that website that's called raggiesgetengaged.com. You can go in there and kind of get an idea ahead of time going in. But know this, they want to make sure that you understand what you can buy and what is there. And, of course, take a tour of David Gardner's design studio and get behind the scenes and actually see how a piece of jewelry is made. It's one of those occasions that, you know, David let us do that, I guess, about 4 or 5 months ago, three or four of the guys here at the station. And what a great thing that was to learn how to do. And he'll give you a chance to kind of see behind the curtain the way that they actually make a piece of jewelry and make it come to life. But that's the event that's coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at David Gardner's at 911 University Drive East, next to Buffalo Wild Wings.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A drive-by shooting in North Bryan late yesterday afternoon resulted in two injuries. Bryan police report 19-year-old Johnny Childs III was transported for medical treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. 23-year-old There He Is Warren did not seek medical treatment for minor injuries. The only information given by police was that shots were fired from a white two-door pickup just after 5 p.m. Monday in the 1200 block of Boulevard off 17th north of Highway 21. Men smoking marijuana in a College Station parking lot Saturday night led police to make an arrest for selling drugs. Two officers found six men standing around a full-size SUV at the Woodstone Shopping Center at Harvey and Dartmouth. In addition to collecting Xanax and hydrocodone, police seized more than $4,000 from 31-year-old Billy Carey of Dallas, who was arrested for delivery of a controlled substance. College Station police say a man driving under the influence at more than twice the legal limit when a patrolman was nearly hit over the weekend. This was Saturday night on the southbound freeway service road south of Rock Prairie Road. Officer Rhonda Seaton says 24-year-old Drake Groves of College Station was arrested on a variety of traffic charges once he was found 3 miles later on Arrington Road south of Fitch.
He did find the defendant as he was riding a bicycle, rode into a ditch, and fell off of the bicycle trying to hide himself from the second officer.
The first officer was investigating a minor crash and tried to get Groves to pull over after approaching the patrol vehicle at a high rate of speed. Instead, Groves went around, accelerated, then sideswiped another car exiting off the freeway. That driver was able to follow Groves until he stopped with three flat tires on Arrington. The arrest report indicated the higher of two breath samples given by Groves measured .210.
And it's been 2 years since a pair of armed bank robberies took place in Bryan. A plea agreement was made in Brazos County District Court, sending a Bryan man to prison for 25 years. 43-year-old Christopher Clayton was convicted of the holdup of the Prosperity branch on North Texas, and 6 days later, the Citibank on South Texas. One fingerprint left on a note Clayton left behind matched prints from an arrest in California. The A&M system is touting a new process for major construction projects, something that was questioned at the last Board of Regents meeting.
Chancellor John Sharp says the first project awarded under competitive sealed bid saved $12 million at the Central Texas campus in Killeen. Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin asked system staff why this hasn't been done before.
If we're going to save 25% on all these projects, which we may not save exactly 25%, but why haven't we been doing this?
There are certain types of projects that aren't necessarily a good fit. I don't know.
Would that be?
Well, for instance, projects that are very technical in nature.
Regent Phil Adams of Bryan says to look for more qualified contractors.
I encourage you to do it on even the highly technical ones. You know, there are contractors out there that have big time expertise in electrical and computer engineering and all that stuff.
The regents were told sealed competitive bids, now the system's default method of awarding construction projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After all that veterans have done for our country, Brazos Valley Workforce Development wants to give back to them through a job fair. Michael Root says more than 30 local employers will be available to visit with veterans this Thursday.
Well, we want to welcome the veterans back to our communities, and we also, A&M will be out there both with T's and T's to talk with the veterans if they need a little additional training, and then also we have several employers that have jobs currently available for them.
Root says the fair will be from 10 until 2 at the new Armory in North Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 40 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. We've got it for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cloudiness is moving up out of Mexico this morning, and it looks to cross the area as we head through today. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures today about 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy. Maybe a shower overnight. Lows near 40. Clearing skies are in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will be somewhere between 65 and 70. For tomorrow night, clear. Lows around 40. Mostly sunny throughout today, Thursday. Highs Thursday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. We were talking just a little while ago about this program that will strip all the ads out of the internet. And I had a caller call me during the news, and he's going to call me back in a minute. You know, again, some unintended consequences when it comes to that. Might want to consider, because, again, like so many things, it sounds good on the surface. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. This is Greg.
Yeah. So now you called about the idea that there's this program out there that will allow you to strip ads out of the internet.
That's correct.
Now, that sounds like a cool thing, but your theory is that won't work so well.
Well, I'm not saying it won't work. I'm saying that it'll cause a lot of companies to reconsider their advertising dollars on the internet, because that's one of the reasons why a lot of websites are either free or very inexpensive, and a lot of web-based applications are inexpensive, because when you sign up for those services, you have a choice of either getting them without the ads and then you pay more, or getting them with the ads.
Sure.
And my thought is it's an economy-driven industry.
Are
a financial-driven industry. So if businesses know that there's a way for them to lose advertising and not recover some of those costs, they're going to rethink a lot of their business on the internet. The
sure.
other part yeah. of it too is the technical parts. How intrusive is that application if it's installed on a router or a firewall, exactly what does it do? And when it strips out the ads, does it leave a blank spot there? Does it leave an empty banner? Does it compress the files and then alter that website? There's a lot of technical things that are going to happen behind it. It's not like when video came out, when all these devices to strip out commercials on TV, because that's a different signal.
Right.
And with these banners, it's the same digital signal. I mean, there's going to be markers for them, but the technology, I would love it, actually, me personally, but I would be real, real cautious about it, because it to me, it sounds like an application that's going to be intrusive on the firewalls and routers.
Well, yeah, and again, and you sound a little wonkish on this, so you're ahead of most of us on it, but the idea is also that aesthetically the page would change so that it wouldn't be nearly as pleasing to the eye.
It's very possible.
Yeah, good. Hey, listen, I appreciate the input. Thank you. All right, that's, again, something that sounds like a good idea, stripping the ads out of the internet, but maybe not so much. Oh, one other thing, a little bit of, and I want to talk about this now because we talked about it yesterday at this time, and that was that the governor did in fact speak in Dimebox. You know, he spoke at Dimebox over the weekend, and so we talked about how Dimebox got its name.
And it was for, you said snuff.
Right, and the story that I was heard was that. But that, it was not, we had a listener who wrote me an email yesterday to explain that was not the case. That was not what happened. That's not how Dimebox got its name. Apparently, from what their source was, is this all happened from a time when the mail service was not what it is now. And so as a result, you couldn't get mail from one place to another. And in this particular case, they wanted to get mail to Giddings. Okay, and so what they would do is apparently leave a dime in the box so that they could get the mail to Giddings. What the email says is, there's an old dime box, a new dime box, and the name comes from the practice of leaving a dime in a box at Brown's Mill to get a letter delivered to Giddings. This was before the Federal Post Office opened in 1877. When the P.O. opened under the name Brown's Mill, or a variant thereof, and in a short order, a lot of mail was misdirected to Brownsville. So the postal people were pretty angry about that. They had a reputation for refusing names that could be confusing to existing post offices. And this was right there. So what they did is they ordered the change, and the town folks submitted Dimebox, and it was accepted. And then in 1913, the Southern Pacific Railroad came within 3 miles of the town, and almost everybody moved for the convenience that it afforded, having the rail line there. Notice Boonville and Bryan. That's how Bryan got to where it is. Enough remained to retain the name, so they decided there would be an old dime box and a new dime box. So there you go, and I appreciate Todd Craig for letting us know about that. So,
very interesting.
We're not any smarter than our listeners, but that makes us pretty dang smart.
Speak for yourself.
And we're not going to downgrade that with Jethro Trivia today, then, because we did those two things. But Royce is here this morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good,
thank
good.
You.
And Leah's here from the Humane Society. So we'll do the. I know I hate Royce is hating that he's not going to get to challenge on Jethro Trivia today. But
I'm on a roll. You know?
Then you'll have to. That means you have to come back again.
We could at least give him that maple donut you did.
He's not allowed to have any donuts.
Oh, he's not? I thought he was. I thought he was the reason there were donuts.
No, absolutely not. Mr. Downs said he could not have any donuts.
Mr. Downs is standing right here, he is disagreeing with you.
Yeah. I thought that's what he said, that he couldn't have donuts because the wife said no.
Oh, no.
I got the donuts for Royce. And, yeah. By the way, I also got an email saying you're pronouncing one of the names wrong, Kevin. I just thought I'd let you know.
Thanks in front of everybody. That's great.
Tom Turby, though, you didn't have to do it all.
I think that what Ben had mentioned is that maybe Mary didn't need to know that Royce was going to get the donuts, but what the heck.
Which, thank you very much, she now knows.
That's it. Well, you know,
I tried, Royce.
After 50 years of marriage, you have to look the other way sometimes.
That's right.
All right. All right, so what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we don't have any donuts as far as I know, so this was a place to come this
morning.
There
you go. Okay.
We kind of this week's a little more low-key business as usual. However, we still are running our Fall in Love adoption special, which means there is select half price and $12 adoptions. Uh-huh. A lot of times people they'll ask us, well, what's wrong with this dog if it's $12?
Yeah, why is this a bargain basement dog?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not a scratch and dent or anything like that. It is solely we want to find them a home. It means we have we either feel they've been in our building too long in our program, and we'd like to find them a home. We have a wide variety of cats right now. If someone's looking for a cat, they need to come by. And we're still getting in younger kitten-type cats. Usually this time of year, we've always talked about kitten and puppy season. So, yes, we do get more in the earlier parts of the year. For whatever reason, when I first started with the shelter years ago, we never had kittens this time of year. Now, we still have kittens in foster care that are too young to be adopted out. We're blaming it on global warming. So if someone's interested in foster care, we're still looking for foster homes. We're looking for adult dogs that'll go into foster care for PetSmart and so on. And then, obviously, like I said, we still are getting puppies and kittens too young to be adopted out. So more of that information on our website, AggielandHumane.org. We will be closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday immediately following Thanksgiving because, everybody's watching football, so there's no sense in us being open.
Yeah.
We will be open that Saturday, though, and that will be the last day of our half price and $12 adoptions until we get into our Christmas specials, which are the 12 strays of Christmas for the 12 days of Christmas.
Sure, I remember that. Okay. Now, if they want some more information.
Again, you can come out and visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. Leonard Road is just north of Villa Maria Road off 2818, and we're out near the Expo Complex. If you haven't been out to visit us, please come out and visit. It's a great piece of property. We're on 17 acres.
It's cool.
It is. We are doing, we're collecting cans for canned food for the Food for Families food drive as well. So if you happen to be out, you can bring a can out as well. It started as it was just a staff thing, but now we've just expanded. So, we also have, you can find us online at AggielandHumane.org or find us on Facebook, Aggieland Humane Society.
All right. Thanks a bunch. That's Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you hear, Royce is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
2 weeks in a row.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't stand being away from you.
That's it. So what you got for us today?
Well, we've got a number of things, including we're going to talk about deluxe ribbon cutting that's coming up here in a little bit that I think might interest those that were interested in the Aggieland Humane Society report.
Okay. Good.
Anyway, Ag Breakfast coming up. It's hard to believe it's a week from today.
Wow.
Thanksgiving's next
Thursday.
Yes, it is. Hello. It's coming whether we're ready or not.
Yeah.
But this is the breakfast that we do every year, the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, to thank those that grow and produce our food all year long. And everything will be grown or produced locally. And I was talking to John Giesenslaw. He's already getting all the cooks ready. They're actually going to prepare this food. Yeah. Some of those folks can really cook, I'm telling you. But it's going to be out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. It'll be, again, next Tuesday, November 20th, 7 a.m. We plan to have you out of there by 8:30. The cost is only $15. It's sponsored, again, by Producers Co-op and Capital Farm Credit, who have been with us for so many years. But I hope you'll come out. This is an event that's grown every year. We're expecting a large crowd for this breakfast. A lot of folks have kind of adopted this as one of their favorite events for the chamber. So it's a great way to spend Thanksgiving week with us. We have a business after hours coming up this Thursday, day after tomorrow, the 15th. It's going to be out at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. They've had business after hours before. I assure you, if you come out there, you will not be disappointed.
They know how to do that.
Paul and Merrill Bonarigo really have their act together out there. This is out on Old Reliance Road. If you've not been out there, what a great opportunity for you to come out and see their facility and join us in some networking. 5:30 to 7 this Thursday at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. We do have the deluxe ribbon cutting for the Aggieland Humane Society coming up. That's on Thursday, November the 29th. So that's getting closer, too, just a week after Thanksgiving. That'll be from 4:30 to 5:30. As Leah just said, it's out off Leonard Road near the Expo Complex. And I've been out there. It will be worth it to come out there to see that. It is open to the public, so come out and join us and thank them for what they do for our community. Just to save the date, our Economic Outlook Conference, one of our more popular events, is going to be held on Wednesday, January the 23rd. We're actually very busy planning that, but we need you to get that on your calendar. That runs from 8 in the morning till about 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon. It'll be out at the Hilton. And the title sponsor once again this year will be Wells Fargo. Ribbon cutting today, Brian Rotary Club's having one out at Veterans Park, the Field of Valor. That's at 4:30 this afternoon. Pedal Patch tomorrow at 4:30, 3808 South Texas Avenue. And Friday, Born Learning Trail, which is a United Way type of activity at Brothers Park on Rio Grande. That's at 11:30. We also will be closed Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving Friday. We're also going to be closed Saturday getting ready for the Fighting Texas Aggie football game against Missouri. Lee, I know you're glad that's later in the day.
Yeah.
I think 6 o'clock. Is
yeah,
that right,
it is
Kevin?
6 o'clock. Yeah, yeah.
Our Platinum Member Spotlight, Scott and White Healthcare.
All right, very good.
Always
thank
great
you.
To be with you.
Appreciate
and I'm,
that.
I'm going to count on Jethro Trivia next time.
Next time you're here. All right, we'll do that. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 822.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
What has the tech world buzzing? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An executive departure has shocked the technology industry. Steven Sinofsky has unexpectedly resigned as head of the Windows division at Microsoft and left the company. Sinofsky had been with Microsoft for 23 years. He was often mentioned as the likely successor to CEO Steve Ballmer. Unless you must buy right away, this is not the best time to find a deal on a used car. Demand for used vehicles has spiked in the wake of Superstorm Sandy, and that is pushing up prices. The National Automobile Dealers Association estimates at least 100,000 vehicles were destroyed by the killer storm, maybe as many as 250,000, and owners have started looking for replacements. Business picked up for the nation's big retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were up about 0.75% from the previous week. The council's chief economist says grocery store sales were especially strong as people in the East started restocking after Superstorm Sandy. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never miss the beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Kevin Sumlin's show tonight on the Aggie Radio Network gets underway at 7 o'clock. Wings and more on University Drive here in College Station. Again, from 7 until 8, we also give you a toll-free number for the outlying areas. You can call and talk to the coach, and we take questions from the floor. Responding to a recent question, head coach Kevin Sumlin.
You're in the 2-deep, talent-wise. We can trust what you do. And you play with effort, you're going to play for us. And it doesn't make any sense just because a guy, who's more talented than the guy on the field that just doesn't need to stand next to me. And I tell these guys in recruiting, whether you've been here 5 years or 5 days, the best players play.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The final Kevin Sumlin show of the year is tonight. From 7 until 8 here on the Aggie Radio Network, we'll talk about last week's Alabama game and about the Sam Houston State game coming up this weekend. We'll also give you a toll-free number you can call in your questions with to talk to the coach. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Will King here this morning from the library. We got big doings going on, matter of fact, tonight, huh?
That's right. Tonight we have an issues forum with Dr. Molly John. She's a genomics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And she's going to come down. She's going to talk about food security in the 21st century and also about agriculture and genomics and how it all comes together and what we can do to make sure that we have food going into the future.
You know, it's interesting. I have a friend who worked for USDA, and he said, you know, we really are on a razor-thin edge quite often. We hear about salmonella outbreaks, and for instance, but he said we are really kind of on the cusp of a problem almost all the time.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a really interesting talk in how the research that's going on here at A&M, as well as the research that she's doing, can help us really grow our food supply into the future. It's going to be a good talk, and it's absolutely free. We're expecting a big crowd for this one, so it's not going to be at the library. It's going to be next door at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center, 7 p.m., totally free, and there'll be a reception afterwards as well.
Yeah, I bet there are a lot of food scientists at A&M probably pretty interested about this and high-level stuff. Then we've got the holidays coming up, which is always a special time.
I know, I can't believe it already, but Holidays in the Rotunda is coming up December the 1st. We're talking December events already. And that one, too, is going to be next door at the Conference Center. You know, it's usual fare. We're going to have lots of singing and dancing groups that will be there. We'll have free ornament making, refreshments, hot chocolate, and things like that. And then, of course, the rotunda itself will be all decked out in holiday, you know, Christmas tree and all kinds of ornaments and things you can take a look at. So, again, that's December the 1st from 10 till 3.
Okay, enjoy that. Again, one of the great things about having the library here, if they want some more information, what do they do, Will?
They can just go to the website. It's bushlibrary.tamu.edu, and they can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Bush Library.
Okay, there you go. So the speech coming up tonight and then the holidays coming up. See you soon.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The parking lot of a College Station shopping center was the setting of a weekend drug bust. 31-year-old Billy Carey of Dallas was arrested for selling hydrocodone and Xanax out of his SUV parked in the Woodstone Shopping Center at Harvey and Dartmouth. Police say they also seized more than $4,000 from Carey, who was with five other men when officers appeared Saturday night. Gunfire in a North Bryan neighborhood yesterday afternoon, just after 5, resulted in no serious injuries. Police say shots came out of a white two-door pickup driving in the 1200 block of Boulevard, north of Highway 21 off 17th Street. 19-year-old Johnny Childs was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and 23-year-old There He Is Warren did not seek medical treatment. The Texas A&M system has announced a change in the process of awarding bids on major construction projects.
Action at this month's Board of Regents meeting included hiring some firms based on competitive sealed bids and others based on qualifications. Addressing the latter, Regent Phil Adams of Bryan called for more recruitment of contractors who can meet tougher requirements.
Get some people like that to the table and make them bid against each other, and I bet you get good results, even on the highly technical projects.
Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin was glad to hear the system will first pursue competitive sealed bids.
As tight as the budgets are statewide and worldwide, and also the lack of PUF funds that we have available right now, I commend you for that comment, because if we're going to try to grow all this future development that all the presidents want in the system, we've got to come out with a better way to do this.
Chancellor John Sharp says the system saved $12 million on a project at the system campus in Killeen with sealed bids. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station patrolman at the scene of a minor crash Saturday just before midnight wound up with much more on his hands. Officer Rhonda Seaton says a car on the southbound freeway service road near Rock Prairie came up from behind at a high rate of speed and then slowed down and went around him.
He started waving his arms, wanted to get the driver's attention so he could talk to him about the rate of speed and the manner in which he was driving. He said, but instead of stopping to talk to him, the driver sped up and left.
The officer says he lost sight of the car after it accelerated and failed to stop at Barron Road. Minutes later, another motorist reported being sideswiped, but he was able to follow the car until it stopped with three flat tires on Arrington Road south of Fitch. A second patrolman found the driver on a bicycle riding into a ditch. 24-year-old Drake Groves of College Station was arrested on traffic charges and DWI after a breath test measured more than 2.5 times the legal limit. A Bryan man in jail for 2 years since his arrest for 2 armed bank robberies in a 6-day period is headed to prison. 43-year-old Christopher Clayton pleaded guilty to holding up the Citibank near downtown Bryan, and before that, the Prosperity Branch on North Texas. Clayton, who was sentenced to 25 years, was arrested after detectives contacted family and friends following a fingerprint match. Veterans can explore local employment opportunities at a job fair Thursday from 10 until 2 at the New Armory in North Bryan. Michael Root with Brazos Valley Workforce Development says part of what makes veterans good employees is that they've been trained to be on their toes.
We just want to reunite the returning military with employers in the community that are currently hiring, and go ahead and try to reintegrate those folks into our area as soon as possible. I think that all employers realize the importance of hiring veterans.
Root says more than 30 employers at the fair represent positions in production, restaurants, city and county governments, and retail. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 42 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:36, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
Clouds pushing up out of northern Mexico and southern Texas will roll across the area for today. We'll end up turning mostly cloudy. Highs today anywhere from 60 to 65. Tonight partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower through the overnight. Lows near 40. Tomorrow we're going to see sunshine develop during the day. High temperatures will be 65 to 70. Clear 40 tomorrow night. It's mostly sunny Thursday. High 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So a teen girl near San Diego accidentally stepped into a nest of rattlesnakes, got bit six times.
Yikes!
16 years old, Varia Oliphant, trying to find a cell phone signal so she wasn't watching where she was walking. Wow, that's worse than walking into a light pole.
That's like Lonesome Dove style.
Yeah. Vera says, quote, "I didn't see him until I'd already stepped on their nest, and I felt them biting me. My vision started to go right away. I started seeing black spots around the edges, and I started blacking out. Doctors confirmed she suffered from six sets of rattler bites. Ended up spending 4 days in intensive care, where she was given 24 vials of rattlesnake venom. 24 vials.
The bad thing about the babies is they don't know how to control how much they inject, and they'll inject more into you than an adult will.
Maybe the reason she needed 24 vials of the stuff. She's expected to be okay. Advice to anyone in a similar predicament.
Watch where you're walking.
Well, and again, you don't have to be near rattlesnakes. It's okay to look up. It really is. But I think that's kind of why the story got a little bit of play, so that you know that there's other things going on in the world besides your cell phone.
I'm really curious as to how much that would cost, because that stuff can't be inexpensive.
No,
I mean, that's just not laying around.
But again, I don't know what her parents do, but not sure that the health care insurance that they carry would necessarily cover rattlesnake venom.
Is that like floods?
Yeah, I don't know that there's the act of God, my cell phone. Oh, sure, okay. Yeah, probably not. Anyway. Well, finally, they've developed a cloak that makes you invisible. I mean, how long has it taken?
What, are you talking about Harry Potter again?
No, excuse me. The cloaking device was in Star Trek long before J.K. Rowling ever thought about doing Harry Potter.
Well, that's different. Are you talking about an invisible, like, piece of aircraft? Or are you talking about something you wrap around yourself to go sneaking around the college?
Well, actually, I'd seen a guy who did, I think on the History Channel, maybe a couple of years ago, that he had done some work on that and had videoed it.
Yep.
Anyway.
But you know how delightfully geeky you sounded? How much Mr. Downs would love that you brought up Star Trek
on
your own?
Yeah, really, yeah. There are some caveats, however. It only works for centimeter scale cylinders, which of course we all carry around in our pockets. Is only made invisible from one angle and only applies to microwave visibility. Still, it's a huge step forward in demonstrating the principle of invisibility, though Harry Potter fantasies will remain far off for now. There, I mentioned Harry Potter. Just so you could...
Oh, to be fair, though.
Yes.
Really, Bilbo Baggins had an invisible cloak before Harry Potter. And before Bilbo Baggins, the guy in the Nibelung, the Ring trilogy or whatever. Right. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I have no
idea. Wagner opera. Yeah. It's based on Icelandic folklore.
You mean Wagner?
The Wagner opera?
Yeah. That same guy.
Wagner.
Hey, there's certain things I've only read and never heard anyone else refer to.
We're U.S. Americans. We can say it any dang way we want to. But anyway, all right. Yeah. Actor-director Kenneth Branagh.
Would that make it Wagnerian?
Yes, it would.
I've heard people say Wagner. Wagnerian.
Are they from Navasota?
No.
Okay.
Scott.
Well, where were they from? See, you need to call
them. From Houston.
All right, see, they don't know.
From Houston.
They ain't got no culture down
there. Not in Houston.
People in New York say they don't even know how to pronounce the name of their city. Anyway, actor-director Kenneth Branagh has been knighted by Queen Elizabeth. He currently is directing and co-starring with Chris Pine in that Tom Clancy reboot of Jack Ryan. Yesterday, the Queen also recognized actress Kate Winslet for her contribution to the arts as a commander of the British Empire. That's the CBE. Remember, the Beatles got that and just all holy hell broke loose. Remember that a long time
ago?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't remember it, but I've seen the documentaries
exactly.
on it.
Bran is now known as Sir Kenneth. So there you go. Because of his KBE, which would be Knight Commander or Dame Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire Award, the CBE does not entitle Kate to have the name Dame yet, but she's young. I mean, she's got a chance. She's got to wait until she's as old as
Judi Dench.
There's no way she can beat the Beatles when it comes to relevance in a cultural setting.
Well, let's do Judi Dench because she's a dame. That would be good enough for who else? Edith Anderson, I think. Was that her name? But anyway, there have been a few from the stage. All right, it's 8:41.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Edith Anderson. I got her name wrong. It was Judith Anderson, not Edith Anderson.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I got the ITH part right, but she was Dame Judith Anderson. So there you are. Lived till 1992. Hey, I saw a thing over the weekend. It was a two-part David McCullough piece on 60 Minutes, and he was in Paris, and he got a chance to see Olivia de Havilland, who is still alive.
Really?
And is 96 years old.
She was the cat's meow for a long time.
And again, she's really, I mean, she would pass for 86, I think. She, you know, looked great. She still looked healthy, I mean, and very vibrant. It was neat. She's lived in Paris for 50 years. And so she pretty much left Hollywood behind and went and did that. But
interesting.
It was kind of cool
to
see that. Okay, do you remember the guy? Remember the guy who got the Romney tattoo on his face?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we sure that's a true story?
Yeah. No. Why would you think not?
Just because it's so dumb.
Yeah, well, it is dumb.
There are a lot. And his vote counts for as much as yours does.
Yes, it does. But in an interview with Politico, the 30-year-old from Indiana says that while he's totally disappointed, like totally, he doesn't regret getting inked. He said, "I was trying to make politics fun. I shed blood for this campaign.
Oh.
And I'm glad to know that I did what I could." He said he's weathered the, you know, craziness of it all. And he has a 15-year-old son. What? Excuse me. He's 30,
uh-huh.
And he has a 15-year-old son.
Do the math.
Okay, just do the math. Anyway, now he's hoping the ink will open some new doors in the entertainment business. Eric, I don't really think that's going to happen.
Well, unless he's one of those circus sideshow. Have you ever seen Oddities?
Yeah. The Romneys could hire him as a lawn ornament. I mean, that would work.
He could get several more tattoos to kind of take some of the emphasis off of that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, he just have tattoos all over his face.
Yeah.
Well, their
tattoos
are addicting.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Really? You get one and you want to have another?
Yeah, I'm working on number 3.
Okay, there you go. So now... But he's got a kid, you know. Now he's going to put his kid through this, you know. Again, 15.
Yeah, at that point, the whole, you know, if somebody jumps off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
I know. Yeah. I know.
But, Dad, you have a stupid tattoo on your face.
Yeah, really? So there. Yeah, that would be enough. John Cusack is going to play Rush Limbaugh. Did you see that?
Really?
Yeah. He's going to do a biopic of Rush. We'll see how that works out.
I really like John Cusack, and I'm having trouble imagining him as Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he's done some quirky stuff. All right, a Stanford University researcher, because, you know, it comes from Stanford, so it must be right,
Only because you have ties.
Yeah, I know. Caution that mankind is getting dumber.
Well,
really?
Yeah, Dr. Gerald Crabtree's study is published in the journal Trends in Genetics, where he argues humans lost the evolutionary pressure to be smart once we became smart enough to develop agriculture, cities, and rockets to outer space. Since then, we've pretty much been downhill. Okay.
Plateaued at the moon?
Guess so. Crabtree believes that since we no longer require the intelligence to be protected by society, vital intelligence genes are no longer being passed around like before. He's not worried.
So is he saying that intelligent people are not breeding? Because I think that's true.
Yeah, that's probably right. Crabtree expects science to advance to the point where we'll be able to, project intelligence genes. Excuse me.
That here we go.
I believe that's manufacture, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know that project would be the right word. Hello?
Well, I have to agree with him because we did just discuss permanent proof of temporary insanity.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. That would be your tattoo. That would be your tattoo. So those opposed to Crabtree's belief suggest that rather than losing our smarts, humans have just diversified them with all the different types of intelligence that we have today. Now, again, for his part, Crabtree says, I would wager that if an average citizen from Athens of 1000 BC were to appear suddenly among us, he or she would be among the brightest and most intelligent alive of our colleagues and companions.
It would depend on what that person did for a living.
Exactly. Now, again, we have talked for years about the loss of critical thinking in young people.
Yes.
Now, that I could see. From a standpoint of critical thinking, I could see that. But obviously there are people who know of technology without maybe having common sense, and as a result, they might not be able to do the critical thinking, but they would be able to embrace the technologies. Hello?
I think the bigger problem is God's not getting enough of the dumb ones anymore.
Yeah, okay. That too.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner, along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Hey, here's some pretty exciting news from the folks at Suddenlink. Coming off of A&M's huge win against Alabama, Suddenlink is offering the Aggies versus Sam Houston State game free on Suddenlink pay-per-view. All you have to do is visit the local Suddenlink store and ask your broadband technician about adding or upgrading a new service with Suddenlink, like the SL200 HD TV package, high-speed internet, which is 15 meg or higher, or home phone. Then you'll be entered to win a free pay-per-view for A&M Sam Houston State football game, which airs on the 17th. Offer is valid only by visiting the local retail store or the broadband technician. Winners will be announced on Friday of this week. So go by Suddenlink store today and have a look at that. And while we're talking about that 15 meg high-speed internet, it's as low as $30 a month when you bundle. And home phone service is $25 a month for life when you bundle. And the SL200 HD TV as low as $35 a month when you bundle. So lots of great opportunities for you right now at Suddenlink. And you can ditch the dish. All you have to do is call Suddenlink now at 1-800-915-1866 or visit them at suddenlink.com. But there's your offer right there. Free pay-per-view possibility for you with A&M and Sam Houston State coming up this weekend from Suddenlink. All right, let's see what we got here. Weather, it's going to be nice, nice, nice. Look for a high temperature today. And again, all week long, it's really going to be pretty good. Look for a high temperature today of about 63 degrees, and we'll continue to have those highs climbing up slightly as we move through the week until Saturday, which will be perfect at 71 degrees. Low each night, mid-30s to up around 40. No mention of any kind of precipitation. And once again, we had frost and smetana today. So a perfect day. 58% relative humidity right now. Winds are from the northeast at 8. And it's cooled down a little bit. It's 45 degrees out there. So in their seemingly endless search for what causes autism, researchers have come up with another theory. They've got a new study that suggests children born to women who had the flu during pregnancy face a slightly higher risk for autism. But findings published in the journal Pediatrics show that 98% of the women who had flu while pregnant did not deliver children with autism. So while it's possible the flu might play a role, having the flu does not necessarily mean a pregnant woman will deliver a child with autism. No evidence of any increase in autism among children born to mothers who suffered common ailments during pregnancy, like colds or urinary tract infections.
See, I didn't hear the beginning of what you said because I was doing the news with Peace, our sister station. But coming in on you talking about autism, a friend of mine who works in a psychiatry ward said that studies have shown that autism can be caused by, you know, there's been an increase in autism and part of it is due to older men who are fathers at older ages, that is what is, and I don't know, so, but that's what he said.
Well,
I've heard that study as well.
Part of the situation is the definition, okay? I mean, and that goes back to insurance and situations that are going to be covered by insurance, and what is autism now? There's a whole lot of stuff now. Like Asperger's syndrome. I mean, and again, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on television, okay? But that now is going to fall under, in some annals, is going to fall under the umbrella of autism. And a lot of it is just things that are, I don't know what classic autism necessarily is, but there are degrees of the malady as well. And
My question is, is it really increasing, or is it just being documented more, or is it being labeled more?
Both.
It's being defined more, right? That's where, and if you'll go in and if you'll go in and see that's what the medical industry doing is, they're defining more things within that tent that is autism. Okay, I mean that's just, and that was talking to some guys who are pediatricians about this really about 3 or 4 years ago, that we were going to see an uptick in this. Because they're going to start classifying things as autism. So that's the reason, in part, that the numbers have gone up. All right, wash your ears out with this. An 80-year-old retired priest being accused of biting off another elderly priest's ear. Again, an 80-year-old retired priest
were they
accused
in a boxing match?
Biting off. Well, I know. It's like Mike Tyson. The fight broke out in the parking lot of the apartment building where both men live. Witnesses say the men were arguing over a parking space. We're talking 81-year-old Father Thomas Joseph Cameron Smith, he's got one too many names, who was seen picking his ear up off the ground.
Yikes.
Priest rushed to a hospital where it was reattached.
What country was this?
Well, I guess it was in
this New York?
No, it's in the UK. It says the source is Orange.co.uk, so that's what I'm thinking. The other guy, Father Thomas Henry Byrne, showed up in court with a black eye and was issued a restraining order. Keep your mouth away from his ear? I mean, is that what they say?
Goodness.
Remember the story that we had about Fidel Castro and poison cigars once? They tried to kill him like
yes.
that?
Yes.
They'll do that in a minute. Hello.
Good morning. Hey. I know this is off subject, but wouldn't you guys ever stay on subject?
That's exactly right. You were exactly right, sir, but go ahead.
But I was looking online last night, and I found a very unique football stadium. At McDaniel College, they have a drive-in football stadium.
Wow.
McDaniel College. All right. I have something to do today. Thank you, sir. If you are at work and you don't have anything to do, we're going to be gone in like 4 minutes, and so, you know, then you can go ahead and start your work, or what the hell, you don't have to, it's just a job. But McDaniel Stadium, okay, we'll look it up in a minute, thank you.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man, fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads, jumps in his Lamborghini, and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, got News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's interesting, the McDaniel Stadium. It's, you know, the deal is they used to, in Texas, line up and they turn on their car lights and they play games like that.
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's been done. So they're still like, you know, they make them turn the lights out, but the cars come up somewhat near the sidelines. That's what they do. But that would be reminiscent of the small town Texas football back in the day when, you know, couldn't afford to have lights. That is good land. We don't need to be putting lights on top of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We can grow crop on that in the offseason.
Just where, exactly. Whatever we got to do. Hey, on this date in history, 1982, what I believe to be the best monument in all of Washington, D.C., that's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Reason is because it affects everybody differently. Everybody differently. Anyway, that was dedicated on this date in 1982. 1990, the World Wide Web first began.
In 1990, because Al Gore said so.
Whoever knew. On the same date, the U.S. America issued a patent to April Ode of Lake Havasu.